they say. See my face in lights, on my name, a monkey's found down on Broadway.
Friday, you've made it to the weekend, and you've made it to Brooklyn Cyclones baseball, where tonight at 7 o'clock, about 20 minutes from now, the Brooklyn Cyclones take on the Winston-Salem Dash for the fourth game of this six-game set. Alongside Nick DeLuca, my name is Keith Rath. This is MILB.TV and the Cyclones Radio Network. A new face on the mound tonight for Brooklyn is lefty Keyshawn Askew. He takes on Karan Patel, who makes a start for the White Sox affiliate. So excited to see Askew, who was drafted last year out of Clemson. He's a southpaw who comes from a weird slot, a weird angle, and he may make life really difficult for these Dash hitters tonight. Cyclones are hoping as a whole to make life difficult for Winston-Salem. Brooklyn finally got a victory yesterday. Rain-shortened game finished in the bottom of the seventh inning. Brooklyn won 5-1 to get at least one over the first three. So that is one, Nick, and a chance to now maybe snowball a little bit more and pick up a couple more victories into the weekend. And maybe just
by trying to get back on track after the rough start to the series, Cyclones wondering where the offense went. They had been so good against Hudson Valley, but silenced in the first two games against Winston-Salem. Game one had their opportunities, scored two runs, stranded a bunch of runners, unfortunately unable to come away with that one. And then Wednesday was really the head scratcher when they got shut out. Losers by a score of 8-0, and Brooklyn back to the drawing board a little bit, but know that this is a team that is capable of hitting, and that's what they showed yesterday, even in the shortened seven-inning game. A couple of big hits from Alex Ramirez, who drove in two with a single, and Jose Peroza just kept on hitting with a two-run double of his own. Peroza, a six-game hitting streak, is 10 for his last 20, has been unbelievable in this recent stretch, really started the season slowly, but since June the 28th, that's been the turning point of Jose Peroza's season, batting 312, 13 extra base hits, and an OPS of 914. He has been really impressive and driving the Cyclones offense as of recently. So into tonight, trying to build on the momentum that they found yesterday and trying to get another good start. Keyshawn Askew making his Cyclones debut tonight, trying to piggyback off of a really good outing last night from Dom Hamill. Went only five innings, but continued to be lights out for this Cyclones rotation. Struck out seven in five innings of scoreless baseball. It's just start after start for Hamill, who has seemingly come in and mastered this high A level in such a short period of time. His ERA actually better in high A than it was even in low A. So really acclimating himself to Brooklyn and a reliable guy to hand the baseball over to every time that his turn comes around in the rotation. So the Cyclones trying to create some of that momentum, enter this evening's ball game half a game back of Hudson Valley atop first place in the North Division. Hudson Valley hanging on to beat Jersey Shore yesterday. Cyclones scoreboard watching just a little, but thought they might have had an opportunity to reclaim first place, with Jersey Hudson Valley able to come from behind and win that one to preserve the half game lead in the division. So Cyclones, all that they can control, continue to put good efforts forward and try and go out and win. Winston-Salem has made that tough in the early going in this series for a team that has showed a lot of pop in their lineup, and the pitching good in the first two games, trying to continue that. The Cyclones looking to get to this Winston-Salem pitching staff, going with Karan Patel in a spot start. So a little taste of the Cyclones medicine for Winston-Salem tonight, trying to piece things together out of the starting rotation and in to the bullpen. When you're on the IL, things can get a little bit boring. Guys who are trying to keep themselves busy, depending on the injury, you're not 100% sure what you can do, what you can't do, not trying to hurt yourself even further, doing what you can to rehab and keep your mind off of things. And that's what JT Schwartz was trying to do pregame. He took over my job this evening. He did the pregame interview. He caught up with Nick Gattis, who was behind the plate for an excellent start from Dom Hamill and drove in a run of his own yesterday. That's next here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
From Mud Hens, from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Friday, game four here in Coney Island as the Brooklyn Cyclones look to even up the series against Winston-Salem. Here with Brooklyn catcher Nick Gattis. Nick, thanks for joining me. Offense hadn't been able to get it going against this Winston-Salem pitching staff.
I think we just started trusting our approach. First couple games, we kind of let them dictate the strike zone, dictate what they wanted to do, get ahead in the counts. And I think last night we just hung in there, battled, and stuck to our approach, and I think that's what got the job done.
Another five shutout innings from Dom Hamill yesterday with seven strikeouts. Why has he been so effective?
His pitchability. He's able to throw any pitch in any count. A lot of times you'll see him get the 2-0 and he'll drop in a slider, 3-1, drop in a slider, and go right back to it on 3-2. So just being able to execute his game plan, know his strengths, and be able to attack the strike zone with every pitch.
This pitching staff has gotten huge contributions from Hamill, Luis Moreno, young guys coming up to high A for the first time. What does it say about them to find success here so quickly?
I think it just speaks to what they have. I mean, they're guys that believe in their stuff. They have good stuff, as it plays up here. And I think it's just them coming up here with the confidence and having the confidence to be able to throw the same game that they did in St. Lucie up here.
Jose Peroza has caught fire in this lineup recently, kind of returning to form. Six-game hitting streak. How good has it been to see him get into such a rhythm?
It's electric. I mean, if you came into the season and told me that Peroza wasn't going to be batting over 220 three-fourths of the way through the year, I thought you were a crazy person. So it's kind of awesome to see him come back and do exactly what we know he can do.
The Dash have shown some serious pop to start the series. How difficult of a lineup are they to game plan for?
They have a good approach. and like every lineup, everyone has a few strengths and weaknesses, and I feel as though early, the first two games of the series, they did very well to stick to their approach and get ahead early in the counts and get into hitters' counts for themselves, and then once they got into the hitters' counts, they made us pay for them.
You yourself had an RBI double in the fifth last night. How much confidence are you taking to the plate with you right now?
It was much needed. I've been struggling there for a few games, and it was nice to see one fall for a change and nice to find a barrel, so it'd be nice moving forward.
And for fans that didn't catch the game last night, you were in the box when the lightning flashed last night. Do you feel like you're owed another at bat here? You think you should get another one?
Here comes into delivery. Lightning struck behind him. I kind of bailed out. I'm like 100% sure it was a strike, but I didn't hear the umpire call it. So I was okay with that. And, yeah, I mean, if I get to get back in the box, lightning strikes, hopefully it'll be me hitting the ball instead of lightning striking in the sky.
Cyclones catcher, infield utility man, Nick Gattis. Cyclones pregame rolls on when we return to the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Thank you, JT.
Saturday, August 6th is the Night About Nothing, and the exclusive Seinfeld Night bobblehead package is on sale now. Make your reservations today for The Wiz.
I'm The Wiz, and nobody beats me.
And Dolores.
Dolores!
And while the first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Marble Rye statuette,
the Marble Rye?
Yours will be guaranteed.
Anybody can just take them.
Hurry, because the Night About Nothing is sure to sell out.
Hey, let's not get into panic mode!
Leaving it to chance? You might be in big trouble, buddy. Head to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Cyclones Triple Play plans are back. Check out our three-game flex plan or three-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our three-game flex plan, choose any three games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our three-game meal deal, choose any three games and receive a choice of chicken tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's Famous Fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclones cap for the first game that you attend. A $130 value for just $72. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com for more information.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Game continues here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network, MILB.TV, ahead of Game 4 of 6 between Brooklyn and Winston-Salem on a beautiful Friday night from Maimonides Park. Our thanks to JT Schwartz for taking care of the pregame interview this evening. Glad that he found at least a little use of his time on the IL to have a really good conversation with Nick Gattis. So we appreciate you, JT, and maybe we'll have to have you do it again sometime soon. Cyclones looking to even the series tonight against Winston-Salem. Before we get you over to Keith Rad for lineups and first pitch, take a peek around the Mets minor league report. Syracuse lost to Lehigh Valley 7-6 in a walk-off in the 10th inning yesterday. Nate Fisher went 4 innings, 3 hits, allowed 3 runs, 2 earned, 3 walks, and a strikeout, has allowed 3 runs or fewer in each of his last 8 outings. Nick Plummer picked up his 3rd 3-hit game of the season with Syracuse, with his 5-game or 3-game RBI with Syracuse. Michael Perez hit his first home run as a member of the Mets organization, 1-for-3 with a homer, RBI, and a walk. Binghamton had its game against Somerset suspended in the top of the 3rd inning. That resumed earlier this afternoon. Binghamton hanging on by a score of 11-8. They led the game 10-1 after 3 innings. But holding off the Somerset rally. Binghamton getting a double from Luke Ritter. Brett Beatty hitting 2 home runs in that game. Matt O'Neill going yard, former Cyclone as well. Brandon McElwain joining the party. Luke Ritter with a homer as well. So it is a home run barrage for Binghamton to lead them to the victory in game 1. Wrapping up the nightcap of the quasi-doubleheader against Somerset. We'll have that score for you as the night moves along. And at low A, St. Lucie fell to Daytona 5-3. Josh Walker threw 38 pitches over two innings of his rehab assignment. William Lugo registered his fourth three-hit game of the season. A junior 10 has hit safely in each of his last seven games, batting .444. That's 12 for 27 with seven runs driven in during that span. So some pretty good news around the Met system. Unfortunately, Syracuse unable to hold on in a close game at Triple-A. But aside from that, Binghamton able to hold on. Brooklyn winning in the shortened game yesterday. And the Mets, atop of it all, continuing their really big series against Atlanta. 3.5 games of separation coming into that series. And the Mets winning the opener by a score of 6-4 yesterday, knowing that they are going to have to continue to ward off a really talented Braves team atop the NL East. And the Mets playing some really good baseball to 67-38 on the year. And they have just continued to chug along. Been so impressive. Edwin Diaz with another save and talking about whether he should be considered for potential MVP votes. I mean, that's how good Edwin Diaz has been. Tyler Naquin homered twice in his home debut as well. So the early returns are solid from the trading deadline for general manager Billy Epler and the Mets organization, opening that pivotal set with victory. So Cyclones looking to even the series tonight against Winston-Salem. Get you over to Keith Radd for lineups and first pitch next here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Thank you very much, Nick. The lineups on this Friday night are brought to you by the Holiday Inn Express, downtown Brooklyn near Barclays Center. Located just a short subway ride from downtown Manhattan, Holiday Inn Express Brooklyn is a smart traveler's affordable alternative to Manhattan hotels. Stay smart at Holiday Inn Express. For the visiting Winston-Salem Dash, managed by Lorenzo Bundy, left fielder Duke Ellis leads off, followed by White Sox number one prospect and shortstop, Colt baseman Brian Ramos, the cleanup man, right fielder Luis Mieses. Tyler Rosick, who had a cycle on Wednesday, he hits fifth and plays first base. DH Alexander Womack hits sixth in the bottom trio. Catcher Adam Hackenberg hits seventh. Second baseman Jason Matthews hits eighth. And the center fielder and nine-man, Cabrera Weaver, rounds out the lineup. It's going to be a bullpen game today for the Dash, but Karan Patel will go out there as long as he can for Winston-Salem, who comes in at 15-18, seven games back of first-place Rome in the South Division of the South Atlantic League. Now for the North Division's second-place team, that's the Brooklyn Cyclones. Luis Rivera's team sits just a half game behind Hudson Valley at 19-14. Matt Rudick leads off. He plays left field, followed by the DH, Rowdy Jordan. The heart of the order, 3-4-5. Right fielder Alex Ramirez hitting third. Second baseman Nick Yadis hitting cleanup. Center fielder Stanley Consuegra hitting sixth. Hitting fifth. Jose Peroza hits sixth. He's at third base. First baseman Joe Swazi hits seventh. Sherman Newton in the eighth spot playing shortstop. And catcher Juan Loyal playing just his second Cyclones game. That's ninth. Keyshawn Askew makes his Brooklyn Cyclones debut when we get back from Maimonides Park. For Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball.
Hi, folks. Join us now for another Brooklyn ball game.
Conforto hits one in the right. Down the line. It is gone. Home run for the rookie.
And Nimmo cracks one. Deep right center field. Look it up, Hayward. It's out of here. Brandon Nimmo's first major league home run.
1-1 pitch. This one hit pretty well left field. Acuna going back up against the screen. And he's tied it at 2-2. Edgar Rodriguez with a ties the game with two down here in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Oh, man, it could be a nicer afternoon. Great goodness. This is the one we've been waiting for. This is it. This makes you feel like it's spring and baseball and like there's no more measles and free tickets to the circus.
Number 39. Little roller up along first. Behind the back. It gets through Buckner. Here comes Knight and the Mets win it.
Brooklyn by one. The pitch.
Struck him out swinging. Brooklyn, you have your title. The Brooklyn Cyclones are outright champions for the first time in history. 2019 New York Penn League champions.
And I'm delighted for all our wonderful Brooklyn fans in Brooklyn, Long Island, New Jersey, all over, that at long last we've brought this world championship to Brooklyn.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Ben Scully speaking to you.
This is the old redhead, Red Barber, here at Ebbets Field, Brooklyn, USA.
And live from Maimonides Park in Coney Island, USA, it is Brooklyn Cyclones baseball. Tonight, the Cyclones, the high affiliate of the New York Mets, plays game four of a six-game series against the Winston-Salem Dash, the high affiliate of the Chicago White Sox. Happy Friday, everybody, from the Catbird seat. He's Nick DeLuca. My name is Keith Rad, and Keyshawn Askew is in the building. The Southpaw makes his Brooklyn Cyclones debut, and he did so in very minor league fashion today, arrived at the stadium. He gets called up, packs his bag, packs his life up to New York City, lands at whatever it was, LaGuardia or JFK, gets into an Uber, gets to the stadium, puts his bag down. Oh, yeah, and you're starting tonight. That is at baseball at its best right there for the 22-year-old. Last year's 10th-round pick out of Clemson from Powder Springs, Georgia, makes a start tonight against Winston-Salem, the affiliate of the White Sox. Cyclones come in at 19-14, needing Askew big time. He is hoping to fill a void left by both Nick Swack and Carson Seymour. It's been kind of the buzz of the week around the clubhouse this week when those guys got shipped off to San Francisco. South Atlantic League bubble the Cyclones live in. They just lost some starting pitching, and hopefully Keyshawn is the key to jumping back in and maybe winning the division. Duke Ellis leads off for the Dash. First pitch, lefty to lefty, is bunted through and missed for strike one. Off and running right on time at 7 o'clock tonight on Friday at Maimonides Park. It is Datter Day, Prostate Cancer Awareness Day, and a whole lot more. 0-1. Bunted foul up the first baseline. And quickly nothing and two on lefty Duke Ellis, trying to drag it up the first baseline. It is 83 degrees and sticky. The dew point is 70 degrees. The humidity is 66% right now. Maybe some T-storms in the area. Here comes the kick in the 0-2. And the fastball just missed outside at 91. Askew with a drop the mic moment. Thought he had it. But it's ball one. Ellis at 278. 7 homers, 25 RBIs. 372 on base. Pitch. Strike three called at the knees. 92-mile-an-hour fastball. And Askew strikes out his first batter at high A. Behind him tonight, Matt Rudick in left field under the video scoreboard. Stanley Consuegra plays center. Alex Ramirez in right. Jose Peroza at the hot corner. Shortstop Sherman Newton. Nick Gattis at second. Joe Swazi at first. And Juan Loyo catching for the second time as a Cyclone. Here's Colson Montgomery. First pitch slider. Missed inside, ball one. Montgomery, the number one White Sox prospect, on base a whopping 410. High kick, 1-0. Broken back, rounded to second. Gattis charges, leans over, fields, and fires to first on one leg. Good play by Gattis for the second out. Montgomery was at 268 to go along with that 410 on base. Four homers, 10 RBIs. And, Nick, we heard from some folks that Askew was a tough matchup for lefties, and he's so far so good, he's 2-for-2.
I was going to say, your scouting report is right on point because that motion is not friendly if you're hitting from the left side.
Ramos with two outs. First pitch, Askew misses outside for ball one. That was the changeup at 82 miles an hour. Ramos at 266, 17 homers, 63 RBIs. The 1-0. That pops a glove on the inside corner at 92 to even the count. Adam McDonald is the voice of the St. Lucie Mets. It's his scouting report. Said he was a monster against lefties. 1-1. At the knees, rifled in for a strike. It's not totally sidearm. Definitely lower than three quarters. It lives right in that little range. Tough place to pick up a baseball. The 1-2. missed outside with the change. Two balls and two strikes. Started his year with St. Lucie, pitched through April, got hurt, picked it back up in June, and he's motored through. 2-2, way inside. Ramos skirts his feet back. Three balls, two strikes. And then his most recent outing, eight strikeouts, six scoreless. And the Mets said, off you go to high A. Payoff pitch. Breaking ball ripped in the air to left. Rudick back a step, raises his glove and makes the catch. And Keyshawn has a 1-2-3 first inning. Welcome to Brooklyn. Keyshawn Askew making his New York City debut. We go to the bottom of the first on a Friday night. Winston-Salem right-hander Karan Patel takes the mound when we get back on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Cyclones triple play plans are back. Check out our three-game flex plan or three-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our three-game flex plan, choose any three games from the schedule for two games. With our three-game meal deal, choose any three games and receive a choice of chicken tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's famous fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclones cap for the first game that you attend. A $130 value for just $72. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com for more information.
Rudick leads off. It's Rudick, Rowdy Jordan, and Alex Ramirez, the top three hitters as we venture into the bottom of the first on a Friday night. Brooklyn taking on Winston-Salem. First time ever these two teams hooking up. Brooklyn actually ends the year in Winston-Salem, North Carolina in September. So far, the Dash have won two of the three. Last night, Cyclones got them back after losing 4-2 and then 8-0, kind of bottoming out on Wednesday. Great response for the offense last night. And Matt Rudick, who was at the top of the order yesterday, at the top of the order again today. Karan Patel makes the spot start tonight. Big right-hander from Houston. First pitch. Rudick takes 92 up and away for ball one. Matt hitting at 203. The on base, though, very high at 341. Two homers, 15 RBIs. 1-0. Fastball just missed outside. Ball two. John Butka Jr. calling balls and strikes. Mickey Smith on the bases. Both guys dressed with the black tops and the slate gray pants. Patel's 2-0. Breaking ball loops in for a strike. From Sugar Land, Texas, suburb of Houston, drafted by Chicago back in 2019, seventh round pick out of UTSA. The 2-1, big breaking ball in for strike two. 72-mile-an-hour curveball. He really spins it. Strikeout rate coming in at 30%. Walk rate higher, though, at 14%. Well, he can strike out a lot of hitters. Fastball missed outside. Starter tonight supposed to be Norhey Vera. Now, he was scratched late last night, not sure why, but a bullpen day today for Lorenzo Bundy. Payoff pitch. Breaking ball popped in the air to right center field. Weaver and Meaces come together. It's the right fielder Meaces into the gap to make the catch. One down. Meaces in right, Cabrera Weaver in center, Duke Ellis in left field. Around the diamond, third to first, Brian Ramos, Colson Montgomery, Jason Matthews, Tyler Osick, with Adam Hackenberg behind the plate doing the catching. No score, bottom of the first. Here's Rowdy, switch hitter batting left. Pitch, Ricky Ball droops low for ball one. Rowdy's on base at 360. The batting average pretty sound at 260. Two homers, 27 RBIs. The 1-0. Fastball outside. Battelle falls behind his second consecutive hitter. It's 2-0. Cyclones in there. Blue amazing tops tonight. The regular white pants. 86 Mets-esque tonight. 2-0. Big breaking ball in for a strike. And that thing has so much hump to it that Rowdy kind of bailed on that pitch. Thought it was just going to be up. And it dropped in letter high. A lot of spin for Patel. 2-1. Breaking ball missed inside. Three balls and a strike. Winston-Salem has stayed in these true road grays. Gray top, gray pants. WS intertwined on the left side of the chest. And purple sleeves. 3-1. Balloon foul down the third base side and out of play. Jordan trying to get aboard, bottom of the first. Patel from the first base side of the rubber deals. And the breaking ball just missed high. Tried to spin it. Now, Patel is 25 years old. It's an amazing story. He is the first Indian American, first generation Indian American, to be drafted by a professional team. The seventh rounder again in 2019 was a historic moment for his country, let alone his family. Here's Alex Ramirez. First pitch, caught on a miss on the slider for strike one. Ramirez at 290 with five homers, 21 RBIs, 343 on base. Patel delivers. Bouncy ball to short. Montgomery Field slipped to second one. Matthews curls it to first, double play. And the inning over, 6-4-3. So Patel faces the minimum. We are scoreless after one from Maimonides Park. Winston-Salem in Brooklyn on a Friday night in New York City on MILB.TV.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Maimonides Park. Winston-Salem comes back to the plate against Keyshawn Askew. We are scoreless in game four. Beautiful night so far. Clouds out in right field, which come from the west, usually indicative of what's to come. If you look further out east, which is the past, it's a beautiful blue sky, but some wisps of gray clouds kind of float along. And we're hoping that the blue sky stays with us as long as possible tonight. Whole eastern seaboard has been a bit of a mess the last few nights. In the top of the second, Luis Meneses leads off. Ask you, we've heard, a phenomenal lefty against other lefties, so Meneses tries his hand as a southpaw. First pitch, slider just missed inside for ball one. Ellis and Montgomery didn't hit the ball out of the infield. Ramos, the righty, lined out. Ask you at a 1-2-3 first. Pitch, swing and a miss at a slider that was basically in Canarsie. Now it missed way off the plate, and Meneses went chasing. Everything sweepy from Askew. Turn of the feet, 1-1. Chopper weakly hit up the third baseline. Peroza charges, bare hands, and eats it. So as weak contact as you can induce, turns into an infield single for Meneses, who's aboard in the second inning.
and that's what makes it even more difficult for hitters, because not sure exactly which way it's going to break from Askew. A lot of bending motion. That one came in straight. The aces all tied up. Just runs into a base hit.
The aces was at 285, 10 homers, 66 ribbies. On base at 329. First dash base runner of the game. We're in the top of the second. Nobody out for righty Tyler Osick. Pitch. Askew misses outside. Ball one. Keyshawn made 13 appearances with St. Lucie. Started four games, but when he would come on, he got some extended time. The 1-0. Osick swings through 91. Ball and a strike. 34% strikeout rate. 10% walk rate. FIP 3.21. At an ERA in the ones during his time with St. Lucie. Lefty sets, looks at first, looks home. The 1-1. Osick fouls it back. Tyler, the righty first baseman, hitting a 310. Eight homers. He's knocked in 43 runs. And a 391 on base. He's a right-handed swinger against the lefty. Askew's 1-2. Dotted up, inside corner, got him looking. 92 miles an hour. That paints the edge and sends Osick packing. Second punch out for Keyshawn.
And Askew only throwing 91 to 92, but it gets on hitters so much more quickly because of his motion. A lot made of him going lefty on lefty, but even for righties, Askew does an excellent job of hiding the baseball.
Here's Alexander Womack, righty DH. Runner at first, one out, top two. Pitch. That drops and misses low at 84 miles an hour. Womack, who spent some time at the top of the order last two nights, down in the sixth spot tonight, hitting a 297, seven homers, 31 RBIs, 376 OBP. 1-0. Rolled over foul, bounding down to third baseline. One ball, one strike. So it's 83 degrees tonight, a little bit sticky. The wind softly blowing the American flag in from right field. It's 412 to dead center. 325 down the right field line. 8-foot high wall out there. Then you go to left, it's only 315 down the line, but a 16-foot high wall. Here comes a 1-1 to Womack. Pitch caught on and missed. Changeup falling off the plate. And Womack kind of falling with it, lunging across the dish. He really works east to west on the plate. And as Nick mentioned, does not throw very hard, but knows what he's doing, that's for sure. Miesis off first. Here comes the 1-2. Pounded foul over the concourse down the first baseline into the parking lot. So selected last year, 10th round pick, again out of Clemson, signed for $125K right there at slot. He was the second of what turned out to be six Tigers drafted. 1-2. Breaking ball, caught on and missed. I've never seen that before in my life. Womack swung at a pitch that almost hit him in the foot and went tumbling over the plate for the second out. That was absolutely disgusting.
That's what they call a sword. Woo. Not exactly the A swing from Alexander Womack, and Keyshawn Askew can do that to you. Really impressive to start it.
Oh, it looks nasty up here. I can't imagine what it looks like right there. But here's the righty Adam Hackenberg. Two outs, pitch. Strike on the outer frame at 92. Strike one. No score. We're in the visiting half of the second. Miesis had that infield dribbling single. He's off first, held on by Joe Swazi. 0-1. Changeup missed low. Hackenberg, the catcher, right-handed swinger. On base at 233. Excuse me, the batting average at 233. The on base, 99 points higher at 332. Six homers, 26 RBIs. 1-1. Pops the glove on the inside corner at the knees. Strike two. John Butka Jr., who's calling balls and strikes for the first time this week, very emphatic with his strike calls. 1-2. missed up and away. Run with the heater at 91 and just lost it. Starter in the ACC at Clemson. That is everybody's goal when they get to campus. Be a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday guy, and ask you got to do that. Drafted as a fourth-year junior last year, but still just 22. 2-2. Breaking ball grounded weakly to third. Perosa charges, gloves, throws quickly to first base. Got him. Bang, bang play, but Perosa just got there in time and trusted the arm to throw out Hackenberg. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left. Keyshawn Askew will keep him. We go to the bottom of the second inning. No score between Brooklyn and Winston-Salem on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen? The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Keyshawn Askew's been really impressive in his Cyclones debut. He's thrown two scoreless against the Winston-Salem Bats. Cyclones offense looking to give him a little support on a Friday night. It's Nick Gattis, Stanley Consuegra, and Jose Tell. Probably his final inning, maybe one more if this one goes smoothly. Lorenzo Bundy having to patch this thing together after scratching their starter late last night. So Patel faced the minimum in the first, got a double play ball. And his first pitch to Gattis. Slider spins off the plate for ball one. Nick the righty hitting a .211, .347 on base percentage. Six homers, 34 knocked in. 1-0. Fastball popped up. Foul territory behind the plate. Hackenberg turns, flips the mask, faces the crowd, and makes the catch. And Gattis' shoulders slump at home plate as he watches Hackenberg haul it in for the first out.
Yeah, Gattis is saying, we get all this wind all the time. I can't get one gust to blow that thing out of play.
Tough luck tonight for Gattis. So he's the first out. Here's Stanley Consuegra with one out. No score, bottom two. Patel lumbers home. This one's demolished in the air to deep right center field, over Weaver's head, and headed to the fence. It takes one hop, hits Mr. Softy out there. Consuegra turns from second, heads to third base. There is no throw. Consuegra dives into third base with a triple. The helmet came flying off his head around first base. He was reading three all the way.
Just talked about the win, and there's not enough to help Cabrera Weaver in center field tonight. There was yesterday. He made a really nice play, but Consuegra stinging that ball to right center field, and that ball was rocked.
Consuegra's second triple with Brooklyn. He was at .242 with a .321 on base, and now he's the potential go-ahead run in the bottom of the second. With one out, the infield comes in. Ramos and Montgomery on the left side. Matthews and Osick on the right. And the batter, Jose Perosa. Right now the hottest Brooklyn hitter. Patel deals. Pitch caught on a miss. Snap to the third base, but Consuegra runs back in safely. Six. Five homers, 31 RBIs. The on-base percentage at .318. Patel, the 0-1. Breaking ball caught on a miss. Perosa stretches out and now stretches up. And behind, nothing in two. past 19 games. OPS right around 850. Burrows are really mashing the ball. The 0-2. Breaking ball, tap, foul at home plate. And one of the things you notice about Perez is that he has struggled even more, surprisingly, in these RBI situations. Runners in scoring position, just a touch over 200 at 209 in a lot of opportunities. 0-2, fought off foul into the seats down the first baseline. Trying to get the job done with one out. Fly ball could do a job. Consuegra runs well above average. Patel spins the 0-2. It's in the dirt. Last night a single, a walk, and a two-run double. Rosa whirls the bat around, slight open stance. Patel huffing a puff. 1-2. Ripped to left center field. He did the job. It's down for a base hit. Consuegra trots home. Perosa around first, glides into second base, standing up with a go-ahead RBI double. That double brought to you by TD Bank. Make some noise for the new TD Double Up credit card.
And maybe the number is not so great for Jose Perosa with runners in scoring position, but he's a new hitter in this second half of the season. Continues his tear, another double, some more loud contact, and Winston-Salem's got to figure out how to pitch this guy.
They call him those money-making at-bats. Got to come. And Rosa makes it 1-0, bottom two. Swazi in the righty batter's box, playing first base tonight, hitting in the 7-hole. One out in the inning. Pitch. Slider misses down and in. Ball one. Joe at 225. Six homers. 25 RBIs. 323 on base percentage. Waves the bat like a big pendulum over his right shoulder. 1-0. Swinging a tip into Hackenberg's mitt on a high fastball. Ball and a strike. Swazi's ability to stay versatile. Tell Luis Rivera, I want to take reps at first base. This is months ago. Starting to pay dividends. JT Schwartz on the shelf, and it's Swazi at first every night. 1-1. Breaking ball misses low for ball two. You see it in the big leagues all the time, the ability to stay versatile. If you can play a lot of positions, you are needed. And Swazi, he's the number six man of a six-person outfield. He knows he's scratching and clawing for time. And all of a sudden, Schwartz goes on the shelf, and Swazi has an opportunity to play. 2-1. Tapper to the third base. Ramos charges, fields, and zings it across in time. Swazi out. Perosa stays at second. And there's two down in the bottom of the second. This brings up Shervin Newton. Newton at 187, on base at 295, four homers and 26 RBIs. Had the night off last night, switch hitter batting left, trying to knock in Perosa at second base. 1-0 Brooklyn. Patel deals, swing and a miss. Fastball up and in at 92. Ramos, the third baseman, playing a step over towards short. Montgomery, the shortstop, way up the middle. 0-1. Fastball outside. Ball and a strike. Not quite hugging the line, but yanked over enough. And Jason Matthews at second base has his heels on the green turf. Toes on the brown. 1-1. Bender in there for a strike. Swooped over the outside corner at 81. RBI chance for Shervin. Rose's sidestepping lead off second. Patel's 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on the high fastball. And Newton retired. But Jose Perosa makes it 1-0. He remains as scorching hot as can be. We go to the third inning. Nick DeLuca with the play-by-play when we get back. Clones 1-0 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Third inning from Brooklyn. Cyclones 1, Winston-Salem 0. RBI double off the bat of Jose Perosa, giving the Cyclones the lead tonight, trying to even the series against Winston-Salem. Bats quiet for the first two in this six-game set, but coming alive yesterday in the rain-shortened victory. Jose Perosa continuing to get it done. Now a seven-game hitting streak and 11 for his last 21 has been on a tear. And the Cyclones benefiting from his hot hitting. Keyshawn Askew back to the bump. Faces 8-9-1 in the Winston-Salem order. Matthews, Weaver, and Ellis. Jason Matthews digs in. Even stance right side. First pitch. Fastball off the outside corner. 1-0. Jason Matthews at 227, two homers and 17 RBIs, was 1-for-3 yesterday. 1-1. Bouncing ball left side, charging Perosa. Glove hand field, throw to first, one away. Winston-Salem leadoff man retired in the third. Here's Cabrera Weaver. Keyshawn Askew has looked really sharp to start it. Lefty winds, first pitch. Bouncing ball back up the middle and through for a base hit. Second single of the night for Winston-Salem, and Weaver picking on the first pitch. Gives the dash, a one-out base runner in the third. Weaver was at 133, one homer and seven runs driven in, 22-year-old from Nashville, Tennessee. Getting it started for Winston-Salem in the third. Back to the top of the order, here's Duke Ellis. Even stance left side, first pitch. Slice back to the screen, 0-1. Ellis struck out his first time. Back in the lineup after the off day yesterday. Askew, the closed-off set, throw over to first, off the glove of Swazi into the sidewall. Weaver dives, gets back up, and cruises to second base. So a throwing error. Keyshawn Askew, maybe the only mistake that he has made tonight in the early going. Throw up the right field line, off the glove of Swazi. Tipton rolled the sidewall. And Weaver into scoring position with one out. No balls and a strike to count on Ellis. Askew's pitch. Wave and a miss over a slider bending down and away. No balls and two strikes. Weaver leads from second, one out. 1-0 Brooklyn, top of the third. Askew taps the toe to the closed off set at the letters. 0-2. Slider outside, one ball, two strikes. Cyclones pitching doing a really good job yesterday against a very powerful Winston-Salem lineup. 1-2, runner goes, swing and a miss, throw down to third, offline, and a stolen base for Weaver, who makes it in safely, but two away after the fourth strikeout of the night for Keyshawn Askew. That fastball running down and in to a left-handed hitter. And Juan Loyo's throw just a touch late to the right side of third. So tying run 90 feet away with two gone. Here's Colson Montgomery. Lefty on lefty. First pitch. Misses well inside. Montgomery jumps rope to get out of the way. It's 1-0. Winston-Salem shortstop grounded out to second his first time. Askew, the jersey rippling, 1-0. Breaking ball, called strike outside corner, 1-1. Number one White Sox prospect has reached in eight straight games. Opportunity to come through and tie the ball game. Tying run, 90 feet a miss by Montgomery. Over a breaking ball, 1-2. Such a tough matchup for left-handed hitters against Askew. Three-quarters arm slot, hides the ball well, looking for another strikeout. 1-2, fastball, called strike three, outside corner. Montgomery down looking, and Askew out of a jam. Fifth punch out for the Cyclones left-hander, and the tying run stranded at third. Middle three from Maimonides Park, Brooklyn 1, Winston-Salem nothing. On the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Hungry for some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket with a choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to brooklyncyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK.
Saturday, August 6th is the Night About Nothing, and the exclusive Seinfeld Night bobblehead package is on sale now. Make your reservations today for The Wiz.
Love The Wiz and no baby.
And Dolores.
Dolores!
And while the first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Marble Rye statuette,
the Marble Rye?
Yours will be guaranteed.
Anybody can just take them.
Hurry, because the Night About Nothing is sure to sell out.
Hey, let's not get into panic mode!
Leaving it to chance? You might be in big trouble, buddy. Head to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Straight scoreless innings for Keyshawn Askew to begin his Brooklyn Cyclones career. Brooklyn getting him a run in the bottom of the second inning. Stanley Consuegra with a triple, and Jose Peroza driving him in with it, doing his tear. 32nd RBI on the year. Brooklyn out to a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the third inning of game four. 9-1-2 for the Cyclones against Karan Patel. Remains on the mound into the third. Juan Loyo digs in to lead it off. First pitch. Fastball up and away, 1-0. Loyo at 222, no homers and two RBIs. On base at 364, has been all over the Mets organization. 1-0. Breaking ball in the dirt, two balls and no strikes. Loyo playing in his first game since July the 24th, and that was the Sunday finale against Jersey Shore out of the four-day break. 2-0. Fastball down and away, three balls and no strike. Did have a hit in that game, was 1-for-2. He's played 14 games this year, and they have come at four different levels. Pretty incredible. 3-0. Fastball in off the plate, and Loyo hesitated for a second, but is assured that is ball four and a leadoff walk for the Cyclones to begin the home half of the third. Leadoff base runner for Brooklyn. Back to the top of the order here is Matt Rudick. Open stance left side, first pitch. Breaking ball skips to the plate. Hackenberg keeps it in front, but Loyal with a good read into second on a wild pitch. Excellent read by the Cyclones catcher. That ball heading toward the dirt. Hackenberg kept it in front. But once Loyo saw that ball headed in front of the plate, he was off and in there without a play. Runner in scoring position with nobody out now for Brooklyn. On top, 1-0, bottom of the third, 1-0. Swing and a miss by Rudick over a changeup. One. Matt Rudick flew out to right his first time. Just two for his last 22. 1-1. Fouled back to the screen. One ball and two strikes. Winston-Salem infield. Shaded over against Rudick. Playing for him to pull. Montgomery close to the bag at second base. Matthews deep in the hole at second. And Osick close to the line over at first. 1-2. Breaking ball in off the plate. Two balls and two strikes. Rudick showing off that good eye yet again. And the ability to put the ball in play. Place he has excelled. Lowest strikeout rate among Brooklyn regulars at 18%. 2-2. Breaking ball low and the count full. Rudick continuing to work the count. Laid off another close pitch. And ready for the payoff offering from Patel. Loyal leads from second with nobody out. 1-0 Brooklyn, bottom of the third. Payoff. Popped into foul territory off third. Ramos toward the sidewall runs out of room as it's over the net and into the seats. Count sticks at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wind beginning to roll in at Maimonides Park. American flag to the right of the batter's eye. Blowing steadily toward left center. Payoff. Fastball off the outside corner. Rudick, a well-earned walk. And two straight for the Cyclones to open the bottom of the third. Two on with nobody out for Rowdy Jordan. Close take on a fastball. Patel just missing off. And the Cyclones in business trying to add on to a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the third inning. Time called as Danny Farquhar will make his way out to the mound and have a chat with Karan Patel. This a Winston-Salem pitching staff coming into this series have touched on it throughout the first three games, but the number is not exactly pretty. Fourth highest ERA in the South Atlantic League, have struggled, given up some big hits. Fourth most homers allowed, have walked the second most batters, so putting runners on base and then allowing the extra base hits to drive them in. And Patel, who would display pretty good control through the first two innings tonight, issues back-to-back walks to Loyo and Rudick to set the table for Rowdy Jordan in the third. Cyclones designated hitter, switch hitter batting left. First pitch. Wave and a miss over a changeup. Nothing and one. Jordan walked his first time. Comes into play tonight. One for his last 15. 0-1. Jordan bouncing ball right side. Backhand field. Osick has one play. Flipped to first. Patel covering. Taps the bag. One away. Runners advance. Loyo to third and Rudick into scoring position at second base. And Jordan, despite the ground out, makes it a productive first out to put two in scoring position for Alex Ramirez. And as Ramirez digs in with an opportunity to add to the RBI total, time is called as Lorenzo Bundy makes the slow. It appears that's going to be the end of the line for Karan Patel tonight. Knew it was going to be a pretty short outing. Leaves with Winston-Salem trailing by one, and the Cyclones threatening for more in the third. New pitcher when we return on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Cyclones at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today. If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Back here in Brooklyn, Cyclones threatening to add on to a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the third. Cooper Bradford takes over. The 13th rounder out of Florida Southern, 24-year-old rookie appearance of the season. A 3.32 ERA in 40 and two-thirds innings. Has struck out 40 in that span. Walked just 22 and allowed 40 hits. Thrust into a difficult spot to face Alex Ramirez. Second and third, one out. 1-0 Brooklyn. And a prime spot for another run-scoring opportunity. Handed off to the Cyclones' best hitter. First pitch. Ramirez grounds it foul into the Winston-Salem dugout left side. 0-1. Bradford pitched in the series opener on Tuesday. Worked an inning, allowed two hits, but was able to escape the bases loaded jam. Had one big strikeout. 0-1. Breaking ball down and in. One ball, one strike. Alex Ramirez at the plate. Grounded into a 6-4-3 double play his first time. Has driven in 20 runs in his last 13 games. Two in scoring position here. 1-1. Fouled back to the screen, 1-2. Ramirez has continued to hit the ball hard and for power. Has been so impressive how hard he hits the baseball to all fields. Looking for another base hit to knock in a pair. 1-2. Chop foul. Left side wide at third in the Winston-Salem dugout yet again. Count holds at one ball and two strikes. Dash shade him to pull. Ramos close to the bag at third. Montgomery into the shortstop hole. Good lead for Matt Rudick off second base. Loyo ahead of him 90 feet away at third. 1-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. Slide over by Hackenberg to keep it in front to save a run. Two balls and two strikes on Ramirez. Kurt's control out of the pen has been good. Walk numbers are low, but in a difficult spot against Ramirez right into this ball game. 2-2. Fastball low in the count fold. Alex said a couple weeks back he was looking to be prepared and hit his pitches. Has laid off a couple of pitchers' pitches in this AB. 3-2. Fastball down and away, and Ramirez works a walk to load the bases.
Luis Rivera has been so impressed with his demeanor at the plate and his ability to kind of understand what's going to happen. He's not just going up there swinging like his eyes are closed. He always seems to have a plan. Goes back to that Jersey Shore grand slam that he hit, go-ahead shot of the ninth. He was sitting on a slider in a certain count, and Rivera said, you knew that pitch was coming? And he said, yeah. It was just those kind of things that a 19-year-old maybe shouldn't know or shouldn't be ready for, but Ramirez seems very ready to step into that spotlight.
Bases loaded, one out, 1-0, Brooklyn, bottom of the third. Here's Nick Gattis. First pitch, fastballing off the plate, 1-0. Gattis popped out his first time. Three walks in the inning to load the bases for Brooklyn. Loyo at third, Rudick at second, Ramirez aboard at first. Cyclones looking to pounce and extend the lead. Bradford pulls the set to the plate. Breaking ball off the outside corner, maybe not. Called strike, 1-1. That's certainly an extension of the zone from John Budka Jr. behind home plate. Hesitated too. 1-1. Gattis pops it foul right side now to play. One ball and two strikes. Cyclone second baseman with 34. Most of any Cyclone in the starting lineup tonight. And a chance with the bases loaded and one out. Behind on the count, 1-2, Bradford. The set at the belt. Stares in, lifts the leg, 1-2. Fastball in off the plate. Two balls and two strikes. Cyclones looking for that big hit to extend the lead. Bradford holds the set away from the body, reels it in. 2-2. Gattis bouncing ball left side, backhand sliding stop. Montgomery to second, one to first, throw high off the sidewall. Loyo scores. Rudick stops at third. It's a fielder's choice and an excellent play by Colson Montgomery. But Gattis putting the pressure on, running hard down the line, and the Cyclones get a run.
Yeah, inning was over there. Montgomery makes this unbelievable play from his knees. It's a play that you go, you see the ball off the bat, like no chance they get two here. But amazing. They almost had it, and Matthews and Osik just couldn't connect over at first base. But a Cyclone sieve, like you said, Nick, put the pressure on enough. The game rewarding them.
What a play by Montgomery. Step into the hole. Sliding backhand stop. Return throw by Matthews just tied. Runners to the corners for Consuegra. First pitch breaking ball in off the plate. It's 1-0. Stanley Consuegra tripled and came around to score in the second inning to start the scoring for the Cyclones tonight. Hit a bullet to right center field. Cooper lowers the set. Righty's 1-0. Fastball down and away. Two balls and no strikes. Three walks in the inning issued by Winston-Salem pitching. Karan Patel began the frame. Cooper Bradford taking over. And the Cyclones taking advantage with a run in to take a 2-0 lead. 2-0. High chopper foul. Left side wide at third. Ramos over. Out of his reach. Two balls and a strike. That has been the marked difference for the Cyclones offense in the second half of this season. Coming through with runners on base. 2-1. Runner goes from first. Bouncing ball foul wide at third. Two balls and two strikes on Consuegra. Nick Gattis have to settle it down and jog all the way back to first. Bradford taps the toe to the set. 2-2. Consuegra taps it foul at home plate. Count holds. Rudick at third. Gattis at first. Two out. 2-2. Consuegra lifts a high drive down the left field line, but twisting well, foul. Still two balls and two strikes.
And all soft stuff from Cooper Bradford here. Even that last swing, Stanley expecting heat on the inside quarter. Moved his hands quickly, but it was a changeup, so he yanked it well foul.
See if he finally goes to the fastball on another 2-2 with runners at the corners. Wave and a miss. Another breaking ball down and away. Consuegra chased out of the zone. And the Cyclones strand a pair in the third. Brooklyn adds to the lead with another run. Nick Gattis with the fielder's choice, legging it out on the back end. And Brooklyn takes a 2-0 lead as we go to the fourth here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen, Craig?
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
To the fourth inning from Maimonides Park, Brooklyn 2, Winston-Salem nothing. Here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network, MILB.TV. Nick DeLuca, Keith Radd here with you. Appreciate you taking some of your Friday night and spending it with us, the Cyclones, with a run in the second and a run in the third to jump out to the advantage in Game 4, looking to even the series. And Keyshawn Askew has held down this powerful Winston-Salem offense through the first three. Ryan Ramos, the number three batter, leads it off. First pitch. Fastball in off the plate, 1-0. Ramos flew out to left his first time. Askew, through the first three innings, has struck out five and looked really sharp. 1-0. Ramos lifts a sky-high pop-up center of the diamond. Askew down from the mound. It's off the glove of Loyo. Bounces and fumbled by Peroza to the turf. And the Cyclones don't get it out.
Keyshawn was super confident coming off the mound. He wanted that, but again, it's even though you want it, it's not good infield work to be in the way. And so he tried to maybe bail at the end, and Loyo and Peroza almost made a circus catch. But still, when Winston-Salem's getting on, it's not the greatest of contact. That's just a backbreaker.
Ruled an 8-2. Here's Luis Mieses. Lefty takes a first pitch. Was that high pop in front of the mound. No man's land a little bit. Askew coming down. Loyo coming out. Peroza coming down. Loyo finally making the call. Just didn't squeeze it. 1-1. Grounded foul. Left side toward the Winston-Salem dugout. 1-2. Askew now having to pitch around the error. Closes off the set, stares at first, 1-2. Tap foul at home plate. Mieses banged it off his front foot. Still a ball and two strikes. Mieses, the infield single his first time. Grounded it about as weakly as you can, but it stayed fair up the third base line. 0-2, breaking ball, hit off the plate. And it's a ball and two strikes on Mieses. 1-2. Fastball runs in and catches Meaces on the front hip. Ramos to second. Meaces aboard for a second time tonight on the hit by pitch. And all of a sudden, Winston-Salem with runners at first and second with nobody out for the dangerous hitter, Tyler Osick. One of the few times tonight that Askew has not had that really good control. Has looked sharp working inside and outside. Spotting it up wherever the target is from Juan Loyo. That one just got away. So error and hit by pitch to open the inning. 2-0 Brooklyn, top of the fourth. Here's Tyler Osick. Crouch stance right side. First pitch. Fastball strike outside corner. 0-1. Two yesterday after hitting home runs in back-to-back games to start the series. Has shown off that power bat hit for the cycle on Wednesday. 0-1. Fastball called strike inside corner. 0-2. Ramos leading from second. Meaces behind him at first. Cyclones protecting a 2-0 lead, top of the fourth. Askew lowers the glove and steps off, trying to get on the same page with his backstop, Juan Loyo. Gattis close to the bag at second base, holding on Ramos. Some room on the right side for Osick. 0-2. Fly ball powered center field. Consuegra back a couple of steps. Makes the catch off the shoulder. Relays in. Runners stay put. And there is one away. Well struck into center field by Osick. Consuegra positioned just to the right of the 412 sign. And the wind pretty sturdy out to right center field. Hangs it up for Consuegra to make the play. And Keyshawn Askew has the first out of the fourth inning. First and second now, one away. Here's Alexander Womack. Even stance right side. First pitch. Change up off the outside corner. 1-0. Womack, a five-game hitting streak, has reached in 10 straight. Been locked in at the dish. And an opportunity with runners on base against Keyshawn Askew. 1-0. Tap foul at home plate. One ball, one strike. Womack, the son of 13-year big leaguer Tony Womack, said he grew up playing catch in the outfield of major league stadiums. Counted Randy Johnson, A-Rod, Jeter among the friends that he made along the way as a youngster. 1-1. Bound up to second, one. Return to first by Gattis. In time, double play, and the inning's over. 6-4-3. And Keyshawn Askew makes a pitch to get out of the jam. Middle four from Maimonides Park. Cyclones 2, Winston-Salem 0 on MILB.TV and the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Are y'all ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish, August 7th is Nickelodeon Day. Pass your boating school test, cook up some Krabby Patties, and bring your starfish sidekick as we begin some SpongeBob SquarePants fun. The first 1,000 fans through the gates receive SpongeBob socks, plus a SpongeBob SquarePants promo pack is available, featuring a special under-the-sea nesting doll. Learn more at BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets.
Cooper Bradford remains on the bump for Winston-Salem. Dash trailing Brooklyn 2-0 as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Radford took over in relief of Karan Patel in that third inning. Got the final two outs, giving up a run. Was nearly out of it unscathed. But the fielder's choice going Montgomery to Matthews to Osick. Saw the second baseman Matthews uncork the throw just a little bit high, allowing Nick Gaddis to reach, and the Cyclones to push across the second. Faces 6, 7, and 8 in the Cyclones order. Jose Peroza leads it off. Even stance right side. Bradford, first offering. Tipped into the glove of Hackenberg behind home plate. Nothing and one. So Karan Patel, the line closed. 2 1/3, 2 hits, 2 earned, 3 walks, and 1 strikeout. Bradford working from the first base side of the rubber. 0-1. Fastball up and in. It catches Peroza on the front shoulder. And Jose is aboard for a second time tonight. That a much more painful outcome as Peroza jogs to the left of the home plate area, hunches over, and is rubbing that front shoulder.
Down into a crouch, quickly out of it. That's good news for Austin Dayton, the Cyclones trainer, who, as Peroza starts to walk away, Dayton goes, give me that hand for a second. You're not walking away here. So, quite yet. Just a little inspection, make sure he's good. Good to see him stay in the game because, Nick, we've seen him just tear it up this week.
Absolutely. Cyclones certainly happy that he is going to remain in this ball game. Has just been on a tear. And despite making it painful, finds yet another way on base. Here's Joe Swazi, upright even stance right side. First pitch. Swazi bouncing ball, broken bat left side. Ramos to second for one to first, double play. Around the horn, 5-4-3. And the Swazi DP erases the hit by pitch to open the inning. Two away in the Cyclones' fourth. Excellent pitch by Bradford, running in on Swazi, breaks the bat and gets two outs. Base is empty, two away, 2-0 Brooklyn, bottom of the fourth. Here's Shervin Newton. First pitch, swing and a miss behind a fastball inside corner, nothing and one. Newton struck out his first time. One for his last 12 at the plate, trying to get it going. 0-1. Fastball up and away. Check swing by Newton, held off. One ball and one strike on the Cyclone shortstop. Some cloud cover rolling in, the lights on, and shining on the turf here at Maimonides Park. 1-1. Breaking ball down and away. Two balls and a strike on Shervin Newton. Wind continuing to gust steadily out toward left center. Roddy Bradford from the first base side of the rubber. 2-1. Newton, line drive, speared by the second baseman Matthews into a slide to end the inning. Shervin Newton hit it right on the nose, but Jason Matthews with the good reactions to close out Brooklyn in the bottom of the fourth. Bradford faces the minimum. We're through four from Maimonides Park. Brooklyn 2, Winston-Salem nothing. Come back on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Back at Maimonides Park on a Friday night in Coney Island, Brooklyn has a 2-0 lead against Winston-Salem. And we're happy to be joined in the booth tonight by the 45th governor of Pennsylvania.
Don't say happy.
It's
Don't say happy.
It's Ed Randell.
That's premature.
The 45th governor of Pennsylvania. No, that's not him.
That's Ed Randell. I'm Ed Randall.
There it is.
There's a difference. And a different spelling. But don't say you're happy. When I'm done, you'll tell me if you're happy.
All right. That's
okay.
Fair enough.
I got enough pressure just being with you.
Oh, man. Ed Randall in the building tonight. Having a lot of fun. Adam Hackenberg leads off in this fifth inning against Keyshawn Askew. Southpaw making his Cyclones debut. First pitch to the righty. Hackenberg takes a slider down and in for ball one. So Ed here tonight for his thecure.org, spreading prostate cancer awareness. 1-0. Missed down and in. Ball two. How are you doing tonight, Ed? I know that we're putting you to work in different places.
I know. I'm going to have to file a grievance with the union. But I'm so happy to be back here because, excuse me, this has always been home for me, having been in the first year of its existence, their television play-by-play broadcaster. So I love being with you, and I love being back here.
Hackenberg takes the strike. It's 3-1. On the leadoff man. Well, obviously, this is a beautiful development. Finding out that you were here in 0-1. The 3-1. Hackenberg cuts and misses for strike two.
Boy, we had a hell of a team. Wow. Oof.
You know, they came up with rules after that year because I think they had some 30-year-olds on that team because they wanted to make such a splash at the first year of the Brooklyn Cyclones in 2001. Payoff pitch. Hackenberg takes strike three. Askew strikes out his sixth, and there's one out in the fifth. What was that year like for you?
We had a tremendous team, at that time, being in the short season New York Penn League, whoever threw out the best pitcher night after night, the best starting pitcher, that was the way it worked. And we had a terrific starting rotation, so we had a wonderful season.
First pitch to Jason Matthews is caught on and missed for strike one. Matthews grounded out to third his first time. One down in the fifth. Pitch. So we're going to miss another changeup for strike two. So I, as a broadcaster, I, of course, selfishly get to talk to Ed Randall tonight, but I do want to give you the floor. The 0-2 misses outside for ball one. Prostate cancer awareness. This is something that affected you, and that's how
we got here. Yeah, this is all my fault. I was once 47 years old, no history of cancer in the family.
Next pitch hits Matthews in the leg. Slider so far in that it plunked him, and he takes a slow walk down to first.
I was 47 years old, no history of cancer in the family, and prostate cancer in its earliest stages has no symptoms. And it was shocking that I had prostate cancer because I felt fine. Again, in its earliest stages, has no symptoms. Through God's grace, I got, being a baseball guy, I like to say I got a second at bat at life, went into my two favorite words in the English language, in remission, and I said, you know what? There could be tens, hundreds, thousands, millions of guys like me walking around feeling fine, thinking they were fine, when in fact they were time bombs. We got to get to those guys. So we filed a 501c3, and it's now Fans for the Cure, dedicated to prostate cancer awareness and education, getting men to go to the doctors and get a simple blood test.
Awesome. Cabrera Weaver stands in, one on, one out, fouls back the first pitch for strike one. Brooklyn has a 2-0 lead. We're in the top half of the fifth. Weaver is single this last time. Askew sets from the ear. Settles at the chest. The 0-1. Missed way inside. And in your career, in your life, and in, just in baseball, I haven't been around it for just a few years myself, you don't realize the network that you can actually get to men who don't have any idea, and sometimes they show up at the ballpark, they don't even pay attention to their bodies and have to start doing that.
Men, it must be a DNA thing. I'm fine, I feel fine. Well, I felt fine, and I went for a routine annual physical. I thought it was going to be routine, and I took a simple blood test. Next day, my doctor calls me. My doctor had never called me, and he goes, you know, your PSA is really high.
Askew fires the 1-2, and the pitch rocketed up the middle. Gattis dives, but it's by him into center field. Matthews moves up 90 feet. That's where they're at, first and second. With one out. Yeah, not good when the doctor called.
Yeah, so my doctor had never called me. He goes, you know, your PSA is really high. Now, at this point in time, I've been broadcasting for about 20 years, and my only definition of PSA was, repeat after me, I've got no idea that this is an indicia for cancer. He goes, you know, maybe the lab screwed up. Come back, let's take another blood test. We'll send it to another lab, which was the last thing I wanted to hear because I've had a deadly fear of needles since the age of 5. But I thought, under the circumstances, I better go back. And I did, and the results of the second PSA test were exactly those of the first. I had cancer. And again, I was just very fortunate and received wonderful medical care. And here we are almost 20 years later.
Thank goodness. I mean, it's scary. It's scary because what you just said at the open is that there's no symptoms in the beginning.
No, there's no symptoms. And also, in the African-American community, it is... The incidence of prostate cancer in the African-American community in this country is 2 to 3 times higher than it is in the white community. And I'll give you names. Ken Griffey Sr. lost 4 uncles to prostate cancer. Edgardo Alfonso has had it. Gary Templeton has had it. We do a podcast at Fans for the Cure, and we just did a podcast with Greg Olson, who was a fantastic relief pitcher for the Baltimore Orioles in the early 90s. He was just diagnosed and was operated on at Vanderbilt University Hospital in Nashville. It's astonishing the number of people. Greg Nettles, the legendary Yankee third baseman. So many people have had prostate cancer, and thank God they detected it early, where I said in my remarks on the field before the game, there's an almost 99% cure rate if it's detected early. Why wouldn't you want to go? You got to go to the doctors and have them test for prostate cancer to save your life. It's because you have to do it for yourself and for those who love you.
Pitch to Duke Ellis, caught on and missed. It's a ball and a strike. After a quick meeting, A.J. Sager out to talk to Askew. Settle him down. 2 on, 1 out, top of the 5th. Winston-Salem at the plate, trailing Brooklyn 2-0. Chatting with Ed Randall. 1-1, too far downstairs. 2 balls and 1 strike. Ellis with a pair of strikeouts tonight. Keyshawn Askew making his Brooklyn debut. And his first pickle of the night, 2-1, poured over the outside corner, connects for strike 2, 90-mile-an-hour fastball. So just from personal experience, I'm 29, so maybe in the years coming.
You got time. You got till 40.
We'll get looked at.
But you can tell the men in your family.
Yes. Tell Dad.
Right.
Uncles.
What was the last... You know, Dad, I love you. When was the last time you went to the doctors?
And the... So it's a foul ball at home plate, but Ellis clipped the catcher Juan Loyo's glove for a catcher's interference. So this inning is getting a little dark and spooky up overhead. Bases are loaded with one out. Winston-Salem with its best opportunity of the night. And the number one Chicago prospect, Colson Montgomery, at the plate. And here comes Luis Rivera. Well, I want to hang out here with you, Ed, if you don't mind.
My pleasure.
It is, it's that icky process of detecting that kind of spooks some people, right?
I mean, no, that's the thing. And I'm glad you brought that up. A lot of people think, well, it's a digital rectal exam. Yes and no. But the first marker to determine if there is prostate cancer is a simple blood test, a PSA blood test. Yes, there is a digital rectal exam, which is also an option, but it's all about a simple blood test. And that was the thing that first brought my prostate cancer to the attention of my doctor. A simple blood test. Start with that.
Keyshawn Askew comes walking off the field. Luis Rivera goes to his bullpen. Pitching change in this fifth inning. It's a 2-0 lead for the Cyclones. So the organization, the 501c3, when you began it and to where it is now, I mean, what kind of support have you received since you, again, took that action to get out there and start and then go from there?
The baseball world's been great starting here with the wonderful people at the Brooklyn Cyclones that have allowed us to have events on the field, have information tables on the concourse. We've done free screenings here, blood tests, bringing in a medical partner to do so. They've just been wonderful here at the Cyclone. Steve Cohen, all the way, Kevin Mahoney, all the wonderful people here through the years. So, in the baseball community has been great. We've received the support of the Major League Baseball Players Association, of Major League Baseball itself, that have provided us with funding, on occasion to be able to, promote our prostate cancer awareness and education programs. So they've been great. I do a show on Sirius XM Radio on Saturday mornings, and it's a baseball nostalgia show called Remember When. And in every single show, I do, a PSA about Fans for the Cure, because that's my audience. It's a lot of guys that are listening to, and a lot of old guys like me, who are, they're my audience. And I tell them to go to the doctors. We do a men's support group. I mean, look, our world was turned upside down, as yours was, at the advent of COVID. What are we going to do? We're all sheltering at home. What are we going to do? So we started a men's support group on Zoom, which we have every second Thursday night. We get guys from all over the country. We do a women's support group every second Tuesday night, because when their partners go through prostate cancer, mm-hmm. so do they. We do a podcast where we just had Greg Olson, as I mentioned. So we have transformed ourselves during this unusual, unprecedented time.
So David Griffin takes over for the Cyclones. The bases are loaded for Winston-Salem. We're in the top of the fifth. 2-0 lead for the Dash. Call to the bullpen for Luis Rivera. Brought to you by Baikal Auto Mall. Keyshawn Askew lasts just 4 1/3. Cyclones debut, but David Griffin hoping to put out the fire in the frame. The 1-0. Fastball just missed in. Ball two. You know, it's funny you mentioned the wives. I mean, I know my mother is, you know, gives my father a little slap in the head. Listen, what,
right.
You know, straighten up. Here's what you got to do. Do this, that, and the other. You got to get the wives involved, too. 2-0. Strike on the inside corner.
Women are much more vigilant when it comes to their health. Men are, I feel fine, everything is fine. Well, it's not. It may not be fine.
Griffin sets the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 92 on the inside corner.
We get our men's support group. We get guys from all over the country. There's no compulsion to have to speak up on Zoom. If there's something that moves you, we welcome you to talk about it. It's a place of gathering, and we like to say it's a place that provides comfort from fear.
2-2 pitch. Inside corner got him looking, and Montgomery strikes out. Second out of the frame. The website is fansforthecure.org.
Right, and it can be spelled out, too. Fansforthecure.org. And we get a lot of response there. We're very gratified.
Ryan Ramos stands in. Bases loaded, 2 outs, 2-0 Brooklyn. Time called at home plate. Ramos reached on E2, lined out to left. David Griffin just back with the glove down from double A. Throwing right into the fire. First pitch. Ramos swings and tips it into Loyo's mitt for strike one.
The first game ever in this ballpark was the Staten Island Yankees and the Brooklyn Cyclones. And there was a Staten Island ferry that they parked right outside the right field fence.
Next pitch, grounded to Sherman. It's short. He fields and flips to second for the out. And David Griffin, Dyer, and leave. The bases loaded. And we really appreciate you coming on one more time. Fansforthecure.org. prostate cancer awareness. Tell Dad, I'm going to go tell my father. Tell Dad, tell Uncle to go get checked. And thanks so much for coming on.
An honor to be with you. All best of luck to you. Thank you for having me.
We'll be back for the bottom of the fifth next. 2-0 Cyclones against Winston-Salem on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones triple play plans are back. Check out our three-game flex plan or three-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our three-game flex plan, choose any three games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our three-game meal deal, choose any three games and receive a choice of chicken tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's Famous Fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclones cap for the first game that you attend. A $130 value for just $72. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com for more information.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Once again, a big thank you to Ed Randall, who, in Nick and myself, in our business, Ed is a big to-do. He's had a great baseball broadcasting career, but now looking to pay it forward with fansforthecure.org. So a big thank you to him for coming on. We go to the bottom of the fifth from Maimonides Park, Brooklyn 2, Winston-Salem nothing. An amazing job by David Griffin, a for sure welcome back. Keyshawn Askew left with the bases loaded in the fifth. One out of the jam and kept it scoreless. Here's Juan Loyo, first toss his way. Cyclones catcher takes up and away at 90 miles an hour for ball one. Bradford still on the bump for the Chicago affiliate. Give you Keyshawn's line. The 1-0. Loyo swings through the changeup. Ball and a strike. So Askew tonight goes 4 1/3, throws 73 pitches, 3 hits, no walks, 6 strikeouts. 1-1. Loyo swings through 90, strike 2. Keyshawn did hit 2 batters, but really is a welcome addition to this rotation. Should be with the Cyclones for the rest of the year. Just slot right in. The 1-2. Loyo stares at the slider outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Griffin just came back yesterday. He was the move coming down from Binghamton, and we didn't realize that Askew would be the move today coming up from St. Lucie for help. 2-2. Way inside. Missed with the fastball. And with Griffin throwing out of the bullpen, it's kind of even more of an assist as well, because you could use him a little bit more. I don't know if the solution is locked in quite yet from a starting rotation standpoint, but Brooklyn at least set for the next couple of days. Bradford's 3-2. Loyo takes strike 3. Breaking ball. Got him looking. So Juan, in his return to the lineup after the early walk and run scored, has struck out. 2-0 lead for Brooklyn. We're in the bottom of the fifth. We go back to the top of the order. This opens up the third time through the lineup. Lefty Matt Rudick. Fly out to right and a walk tonight. Bradford facing his eighth. Rudick takes right down the chute for a called strike at 92. Look at the South Atlantic League scoreboard tonight. Hudson Valley and Jersey Shore postponed in Lakewood. So that means two tomorrow. 0-1. Changeup misses low. Ball and a strike. And just from a baseball standpoint, you love when at least you're watching a team that you need to lose play a doubleheader, because those are the days you just, 9 times out of 10, you split. So hoping that even against tough Hudson Valley, Jersey Shore can work a split. 1-1. Swing and a miss at a back foot slider for strike 2. Aberdeen in third place into tonight's game. 2.5 games behind Hudson Valley. And then they beat Wilmington 7-6. Picked up a W at Frawley Stadium. 1-2. Just missed outside with the changeup. Greensboro, 3 back into today. Up 2-0 at Bowling Green in the bottom of the fourth. Rome leading the south. Up 4-3 on Greenville, bottom four. 2-2. Fouled back towards the suite level. Clunks off the fourth floor and trickles down into the seating bowl below. Asheville leads Hickory 4-3 in the top of the fourth inning in North Carolina. That's Hickory, North Carolina. Sometimes seems like the North Division and then the North Carolina Division in this league. 2-2. Rudick pops it up and foul again, and the same fans have a chance at it. And in that third floor of suites, they do have a souvenir, finally. By the way, Aberdeen beat Wilmington to complete yesterday's suspended game. And they've just opened up the second game, bottom of the first. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Rudick put away. Radford went 87 down and away. Back-to-back strikeouts in the fifth.
Radford especially against Matt Rudick, who doesn't strike out all that much. And Bradford, after inheriting a tough situation, giving up that run in the third inning, has settled down a little bit.
2-0 Clones. Here's Rowdy. Pitch. Switch hitter takes down low. Ball one. Switch hitter batting left all night. Jordan walked his first time. Bounced out back in the third. Bradford rocks and deals. And the 1-0 drops down low for ball two. Lights are on at Maimonides Park. Parachute jump. That big red frame lit up, though, tonight with a light blue color, matching the ring lights at the stadium. 2-0. Missed outside with a fastball. The sky drawing a deeper gray-blue, almost matching the watercolor out in right field. Bradford's 3-0. Strike on the inner half. Brooklyn has scored two tonight. One in the second, one in the third. Rosa with an RBI double in the second. Cyclones took advantage of an errant throw in the third. Still looking to open it up. 3-1. Rowdy takes strike two. So Bradford hops back in the saddle after falling behind 3-0. And it's a strike away from striking out the side. Base is empty, two outs. Here comes the payoff. And a missed outside with a changeup. So now Bradford has seen everybody in the order. And we turn over his personal lineup card. He sees Alex Ramirez for the second time. Danny Farquhar takes a slow strut out of the third base dugout. He's the pitching coach for Winston-Salem. This is a good conversation to have. Sometimes pitchers can get a little bit lazy with two outs. They're just so close. Maybe a little blooper or a little weak ground ball out of away from getting out of the inning. But you really don't want to mess around or lose focus against Alex Ramirez. So Farquhar takes the walk out. Danny Farquhar spent time in the bigs with Toronto, Seattle, Tampa, Chicago White Sox. And amazingly made his pro debut way back when, sorry Danny, with the Auburn Double Days back in 2008 in the New York Penn League. Auburn now defunct. Upstate New York. So his meeting is over. Here's Ramirez. Two outs, Bradford delivers and hits the knees with 89 for strike one. So, Nick, we've checked off Batavia this week and Auburn. Got to see who else we can get. There's a Jamestown jammer out there. an Oneonta Yankee. If we get a John Elway reference in the building, we'll see. 0-1. Bricky ball. Tap foul at home plate. Nothing in two on Ramirez. Runner at first, two outs. Runner goes. Pitch. Caught on and missed. Oh, tipped at home plate. Ramirez just got a piece. And Hackenberg, the catcher, is saying, no, he didn't. And if Rowdy broke for second and the ball, a strike three call was dropped, could have thrown out Ramirez at first. So Alex just got a piece of it. Hackenberg couldn't squeeze it. Jordan goes back to first, and it stays 0-2. Loans by a pair in the fifth. Another 0-2. Runner goes. Pitch taken down low. On the money, but Jordan slides in safe. I mean, Hackenberg put it right on the lip of the bag into where Jordan was sliding, and Rowdy must have swum that right hand around for a steal.
Certainly very close. White Sox organization really likes Hackenberg, especially for the defense that he plays, and worthwhile chance to take. Try and get a runner in scoring position with two out for Ramirez. If not, he leads off the next inning. Cyclones might just have caught a break there.
Jordan at second base. That's a big runner out there. Cyclones last night rallied big with two outs in the fifth. Trying to do it right here. 1-2 in the dirt. Hackenberg with the backhand stop. Two balls and two strikes. Ramirez spitting on a couple of sliders, trying to get the count back in his favor. Cooper Bradford getting to the end of his run in relief. His next pitch will be his 50th. Bradford's 2-2. Time is called just before the pitch was thrown. And the home plate umpire, John Budka Jr., runs out from behind home to say pitch clock violation against Cooper Bradford. So it's ball three. This might make it even juicier for Ramirez on 3-2. Bradford sets, looks at second, looks home, fires, and missed inside. And for the second time tonight, in a big spot, Ramirez stays patient and keeps the line moving. It's now Gattis with two on and two out.
And that's the key for a player like Ramirez, not trying to do too much. It can be tempting at times, especially for a 19-year-old trying to figure it out, but stays disciplined, an opportunity.
So Bradford is finished after facing Alex Ramirez. Lorenzo Bundy takes a slow stroll out to the mound, a low point out to the left field bullpen for some pitching relief. Winston-Salem does go to the bullpen. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Cyclones with two on and two out, up 2-0. Back after this on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code CYCLONES at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
So Lorenzo Bundy goes to his left field bullpen. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning from Maimonides Park. Cyclones have kind of jumped out to a little two-out rally in the making. Cooper Bradford struck out Juan Loyo, struck out Matt Rudick, but back-to-back walks to Rowdy Jordan and Alex Ramirez. Cyclones starting to boil the water a little bit. Nick Gattis stands in, and the new arm left. Cyclones looking to pounce. 2-0 lead. Two runs on just two hits tonight. They've had six walks. But certainly walks as good as a hit, but when you get the walks on, you got to get the big hit. Drive in the runs. Moncada from the chest pitch. Soft breaker missed in. Gattis takes for ball one. Two balls in play tonight for Nick. One a pop out, one a ground out. Rowdy's at second, Ramirez at first. Moncada sets, looks at second. High kick, 1-0. And that splits the plate. Soft change at 76. One ball, one strike. Moncada pitched just Tuesday night. So on short rest. Bullpen day today for the Dash. 1-1. Tapper towards third. And it hit Gattis in the foot. But now Ramos picks it up and tags out the runner between second and third. The White Sox affiliate is walking off the field. They think that's the third out. And the home plate umpire, John Budka Jr., looks at Gattis, says, hold on a second, let me talk about this. He goes out to talk to Mickey Smith, the base umpire. Now, to Winston-Salem's credit, they're getting the heck off the field. I would, too, if this call was for me. And we'll see if Gattis did foul the ball off his foot first before it went to third, or if he just hit a soft ground ball. And now the umpires are looking over to the third base dugout, and they're calling a foul ball. So everybody in a Dash uniform into the dugout has to come back out. And manager Lorenzo Bundy kind of hunched over, talking to two shorter umpires, trying to get the skinny on why that call went against his team. Now, in this case for Lorenzo Bundy, upset is because the umpires didn't make the emphatic call right away. Didn't get out in front of it. Let it breathe a little bit too much. Let it breathe so far that the team left the field. And so now they all come back out. It's one ball and two strikes on Gattis. And everybody back to their spots. Winston-Salem just wants to get out of this fifth inning unscathed. 1-2 on Nick. 2-on, 2-out. Moncada deals. And pitch misses down and in. Count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The 24-year-old leans in for the sign. Set with that black glove. 2-2. Popped him up. Back is short. Montgomery takes a step back. Looks up at the sky and raises his hands at the last second to make the catch and end the inning. Cyclones threaten but do not score. A pair of walks, but a goose egg. We go to the sixth inning. It's Tony Combo's Trivia coming up when we get back. It's a 2-0 Brooklyn lead against Winston-Salem on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murphs, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murphs, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Mama, 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 mama
Friday night in New York City. Under an evening sky, we go to the 6. Brooklyn up 2-0 against the Winston-Salem Dash. Mets affiliate out in front of the Chicago White Sox affiliate. David Griffin gets a full inning of relief. He came on to put out the fire in the 5th and was able to put out the flames. It was bases loaded, one out, and he did not give up a run. Tony Cabo's trivia in this 6th inning, as always. First up, lefty Luis Meneses. He's been on twice tonight. Griffin deals his first, and the fastball stays tall on the lefty for ball one. Meneses, an infield single, then got hit by a pitch. Griffin winds and delivers the 1-0. A pitch caught on and missed on the inside corner. One ball, one strike. Griffin peeks over that black glove, the 1-1. Breaking ball fought off foul into the seats behind the third base dugout. One and two on Meneses, leading off the 6th. Griffin spins the pitch and missed inside at 91. Two balls, two strikes. Griffin on some pretty good rest, coming down from Double-A Binghamton. Started the year with the Cyclones. Big piggybacker, came on in relief a lot and spent a lot of time at Double-A. 1-2. Popped up and looped out to shallow left field. Perosa out, Rudick in. Matt settles under it and makes the catch. So time for your Coney Combos trivia question. Asking the question and asking you to respond. If you get it right, using the hashtag ConeyCombos on Twitter, get yourself a shout-out. Here's Tyler Osick from the right side. First pitch. Changeup missed off the plate for ball one. Tonight is Dadder Day. We're celebrating and also raising awareness for dads for prostate cancer. Pitch. Slider off the plate. Two balls and no strikes. It was like a strikeout and a flyout tonight. Here comes the 2-0. Check swing roller down the first baseline, foul. Two balls and a strike. Now, we just had Ed Randall on a couple innings ago talking about some of the players in baseball and the faces that you might know that have had prostate cancer and survived it. One of them, Edgardo Alfonso, Cyclones manager, who helped win the New York Penn League title in 2019. 1-1. Cracked over second into shallow right center. Consuegra over and fields on one hop. It's a long single for Tyler Osick in the 6th. So my question to you is, Edgardo Alfonso managed the Cyclones to the 2019 New York Penn League Championship against the Lowell Spinners, who were the affiliate of what big league club? Huge moment in Brooklyn history. Huge moment for our buddy Fonzie. And if you think you know the answer, use the hashtag ConeyCombos. First pitch to Womack. Alessandro takes the slider outside for ball one. So again, who did Edgardo Alfonso's Cyclones beat in 2019? What was the parent club of Lowell that year? 1-0. Womack stares at the fastball, strike to even the count. Now the Lowell Spinners, unfortunately, really unfortunately, did not make it through the restrictions, did not quote-unquote survive the full season, so no team playing in Lowell right now. 1-1. Slider down low, missing for ball two. I'll get into all that, though, in the bottom of the 6th. Name a big league team if you have no idea. Lowell, Massachusetts. There's your Friday night hint. 2-1. Popped up, foul territory, first base side. Swazi over towards the net. He makes the catch, tumbles into the net, and stays on his feet for the out. Joe Swazi and Juan Loyo coming together. Joe had to pass the first base dugout, come down towards the seats, pass the on-deck circle, and made the catch and immediately closed the glove and put two hands on the net to brace his fall. So Womack is retired. Womack's had an all right series. Here's Hackenberg. Pitch. Knee-high strike. Nothing and one. 2-0 Brooklyn. We're in the top of the sixth. Osick at first base with two down. Griffin deals. Slider off the plate. Squares the count at a ball and a strike. Adam Hackenberg. Ground out strikeout tonight. And while Brooklyn has two runs on two hits and the lead, Winston-Salem, no runs, but four hits. Osick off first, 1-1. Crack towards second base. Gattis leaps and makes the catch. Nick had to backpedal on that like a quarterback down the sideline. Timed it perfectly. Small leap, and he makes the catch to end the inning. The answer to your trivia question coming up when we return for the bottom of the sixth. Broken back to the plate, leading Winston-Salem 2-0 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hungry for some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket with a choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to brooklyncyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Everybody having fun tonight at Maimonides Park. In the bottom of the sixth inning, the Cyclones come to the plate, trying to advance an already 2-0 lead against the Winston-Salem Dash. Keith Rad with you, alongside Nick DeLuca on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. In the inning, it's Consuegra, Perosa, and Swazi against lefty Luis Moncada. Moncada came in to get that final out. It's so elusive for Lorenzo Bundy's team in that fifth inning, but Moncada came in. First pitch to Consuegra. He slams one to center field. Weaver glides over and makes the catch. The home plate umpire wasn't even ready for that pitch. But it's one pitch and one out, retiring Consuegra. Time to get to the answer to your Coney Combos trivia question. Talking about dads, talking about prostate cancer. Edgardo Alfonso, someone who's come out and said, hey, I had prostate cancer. Get yourself fixed. Get yourself checked. Make sure everything's good. Was the manager for the Cyclones in 2019 when they beat the Lowell Spinners. Pitch to Perosa. Soft change missing in for ball one. And Lowell, who is the parent club? They were an affiliate of what team? 1-0. Hackenberg, ball two.
You had to get the New York penalty. You had to drop one more team name in there.
I just had the buzz tonight. Trying to weave my little web. Some nostalgic days of old. 2-0. Change misses low, ball three. Do you want to venture a guess?
It's got to be the Red Sox.
It's got to be the Boston Red Sox, yes. Had their short season affiliate in Lowell, Massachusetts. 3-0. There's a strike hitting the outside corner. Mary DiBernardo and Diane, I'm sure, in there too, getting it right. John DeLuca as well with the hashtag Coney Combos. 3-1. Missed in. So Perez is on board for the third time tonight. Yesterday, they couldn't get him out. You go back to Wednesday's game. Nobody had any hits for the Cyclones except Perosa, who had two. And then back on Tuesday, he was on three out of four times. So Perosa having a week against Winston-Salem. One on, one out for Joe Swazi. Cyclones by two in the bottom of the sixth. Pitch. Big breaking ball stays up for ball one. So the Lowell Spinners that year, that was such a great time for the Cyclones. It was a really great series. Little Mets, Red Sox, a little throwback to 1986 when the Cyclones won 1-0. Foul back up here. And almost caught.
Ooh, I almost had it.
You
off the fingertip, yeah.
You got a piece of it?
Yeah, I did. I had to save the computer because that's what I was worried about. But I almost had it. Ouch.
Yeah, I can see the 1-1. Breaking ball a little bit up for ball two.
No, it doesn't even hurt that much. I was like, I'm just disappointed I didn't catch it.
Very, very close. Our outdoor press box seating area. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and in. Game set in Lowell. Won that first game. It was Garrison Bryant getting the job done. And then came back here for game two of a three-game series. Lost that second game and set up for a big game three. And the Cyclones delivered a W for the championship. 2-2. Missed down low. And then, unfortunately, that was it for Lowell. Place that was in the New York Penn League forever, since 1996. And one of the teams that was on the chopping block, sadly. Well, it went down to 120 clubs. Payoff. Drilled in the air, deep out to right. Miesis glides over, stops. That makes the snag. Swazi flies out. He's now 0 for 3. Once that happened, of course, there's a lot of talk about different cities losing their clubs. How will they get them back? The Tri-City Valley Cats. Check another box there, Nick. Tri-City Valley Cats ended up getting a summer league team in there. That's where Kumar Rocker was throwing, but nothing in Lowell. Here's Shervin, switch hitter batting right. Pitch. Rounded to third. Ramos fields it on one hop. Zings it across in time, and a strong throw. Puts away Shervin Newton. No runs, no hits, a walk, a man left. We're done with six. The Cyclones, New York Penn League champions, the last ones ever. Trying to work their way tonight, ever closer towards a division title. Nick DeLuca with a play-by-play when we get back in the seventh. It's 2-0 Brooklyn ahead of the dash on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hungry for some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket with a choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to brooklyncyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK.
Roast & Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Two-nothing Brooklyn lead as we go to the back third of the ball game. Cyclones scoring a run in the second and a run in the third. Have been held off the board since then, but have held Winston-Salem off the scoreboard all night long. Pitching has been really solid. Keyshawn Askew making his high A debut, going 4 1/3. David Griffin taking over and remains on the mound into a third inning of work against 8-9-1 in the Winston-Salem order. First pitch, a fastball off the outside corner. It's 1-0 on Jason Matthews. 0 for 1 was hit by a pitch his last time. Griffin out of the windup, first base side, 1-0. Fastball strike outside corner, 1-1. David Griffin coming down from Binghamton.
Having an opportunity, 1-1. Change up, down and away, two balls and a strike. Gets that chance to work. Some higher leverage innings more frequently. And certainly a welcomed addition to the Cyclones bullpen. Shrugs the shoulders into the line, 2-1. Fastball called strike outside corner at 91. Count even, two balls, two strikes. Brooklyn 2, Winston-Salem nothing. Top 7, 2-2. Swing and a miss. High fastball. Matthews chased it, 91 by him. Second strikeout for Griffin. Leadoff man set down to begin the top of the 7th. One down for Cabrera Weaver. Even stance right side. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Chased a high fastball. Nothing and one. Weaver, 2 for 2 tonight. Pair of singles for a guy coming into play tonight at 133-01. Fastball off the outside corner. One ball and one strike. Seventh round pick by the White Sox back in 2018. 1-1. Swing and a miss over a breaking ball outside corner. 1-2. 2-0 Brooklyn with the bases empty and one out top of the 7th. Cyclones looking to take care of business toward the tail end of this one and even the series at 2. Griffin winds 1-2. Bouncing ball foul. Rolled up the third baseline. Perosa Fields in foul ground and flips it out of play. With a victory tonight, Cyclones would move back into a tie with Hudson Valley for first place in the North Division. Another 1-2. Fastball called strike 3 inside corner. 92 painted from Griffin. 2 down. Back-to-back punch-outs to open the frame with the bases clear and 2 out. 2-0 Brooklyn lead back to the top of the Winston-Salem order for Duke Ellis. First pitch swinging and a line drive center field. Kinswager back a step, settles under, and makes the catch to close out a 1-2-3 7th for David Griffin. So solid out of the pen in his return to Coney Island. 7th inning stretch time. Brooklyn 2, Winston-Salem Radio Network.
Saturday night's all right for drinking. Every Saturday home game during the 2022 season, the Cyclones will be offering baseball you can drink. This special package offers 2 hours of an open bar from 30 minutes before first pitch to 90 minutes after scheduled first pitch. Enjoy access to an open bar with beer, wine, hard seltzer, mixed drinks, and soft drinks in the backyard. Baseball you can drink every Saturday at Maimonides Park.
Fridays are Fridays at Maimonides Park. And now, the Cyclones are offering 2 drinks on the house. Head to brooklyncyclones.com/drinks on us, and your first 2 drinks are on us. When you purchase tickets using this link, you'll get a field box ticket plus a credit for your first 2 drinks. All you need to do is scan your ticket at the concession stand of your choosing, and you'll get 2 12-ounce domestic beers for free. Not bad, huh? Beer deals at a ball game. Book it. brooklyncyclones.com/drinks on us.
Two nothing Cyclones, bottom of the 7th inning. Luis Moncada stays out there on the bump for Winston-Salem. Looking to keep it a 2-0 dash deficit. Cyclones scoring a run in the 2nd inning. RBI double off the bat of Jose Perosa, tacking on another run on a fielder's choice from Nick Gattis in the 3rd. And that has been it. But it's all that Brooklyn has needed with outstanding pitching tonight from Askew and Griffin. Juan Loyo leads it off for Brooklyn. First pitch. He swings, lines a ball left field coming on Ellis. It bounces in front of him. Base hit. Juan Loyo reaches base for a 2nd time tonight. A hard line drive left center field, and Brooklyn has it started in the 7th. Leadoff single from their catcher. Last
Leadoff base runner for the top of the Cyclones order. Here's Matt Rudick. Lefty on lefty, first pitch. Swinging a bouncing ball right side, charging Matthews at second. Flip to the bag for one, and Montgomery will eat it. Winston-Salem settling for the 4-6 fielder's choice. Loyo back to the dugout, and Rudick now aboard at first with one out. Just not hit hard enough for Winston-Salem to have a play to try and turn two. Runner off first, now one away. Here's Rowdy Jordan. Switch hitter batting right. First pitch, a breaking ball down and in. Slide over by Hackenberg to keep it in front, 1-0. Jordan has reached base twice tonight, a couple of walks in the first and the fifth. Grounded out in the third. Moncada holds the set center of the rubber, 1-0. Fastball in off the plate, two balls and no strikes. Parachute jump, lit up to the right of the foul pole down the right field line. Rainbow colors tonight. Moncada set at the shoulders, 2-0. Jordan bouncing ball back up the middle, backhand off the glove and through into center, base hit. Matthews got a glove on it, but it got past him, and Rowdy Jordan is aboard for a third time tonight. Cyclones have runners at first and second with one out for Alex Ramirez. So the parachute jump lit up tonight, as is the Empire State Building, as the Mets scoreboard. Pretty cool stuff with the line score on the side of the building. Unfortunately for the Mets tonight, not a pretty reading. Here's Alex Ramirez, first pitch. Breaking ball, called strike outside. In the bottom of the fifth inning, the Mets down 8-1 against Atlanta. Big series for the Mets against the Braves, right on their tail in the NL East. 0-1. Check swing by Ramirez and a breaking ball held off. One ball and one strike. So some jokes being thrown around that, of course, the night that they decide to put the line score up on the building, it's going to be a blowout in the Braves' favor, but still pretty cool. 1-0. Bouncing ball, left side, shortstop Montgomery to second, one on to first. Double play in the innings over. 6-4-3 and a second double play hit into by Ramirez. Moncada out of the jam in the seventh. We go to the eighth from Maimonides Park. Brooklyn 2, Winston-Salem nothing. Keith Redd with the play-by-play when we return on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Good financial planning goes far beyond investments. Your financial goals must align with your life goals. That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning right here in Brooklyn. Let's break down the secrecy around money, which will lead to more resilience in our own lives and in our communities. Simple isn't always easy, but I'll be your resource to keep you on track when you're tempted to abandon the strategy. Visit futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Cyclones at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Eighth inning and a 2-0 game. Brooklyn Cyclones in front. David Griffin has held his own in relief of Keyshawn Askew, who lasted one out into the fifth inning tonight. Griffin takes this one into the eighth. Cyclones kind of teetering. They have a 2-0 lead, but bloop and a blast kind of thing for Winston-Salem, which we've seen them hit a ton of home runs in this series. You change the tone of this thing at any moment. Griffin deals his first pitch to Montgomery. Colson swings and pops it up over the mound. Perosa over from third, takes a step onto the mound and makes the catch right near the landing spot. One pitch and one out.
They say the key is not to make the same mistake twice, and Brooklyn didn't on that pop-up. Nice job by Perosa taking charge. Juan Loyo out of the way. David Griffin out of the way. And the first out, out of the way.
It can be so easy. Here's Brian Ramos with one down. Griffin deals. And the slider spins over the inside corner for a strike. Early E2 in the game against Brooklyn. 0-1, ground ball, base hit, left field. Perosa taking a couple steps to his left, but it's skedaddled by. And Ramos has a hit. It was Ramos who lifted that pop up in the infield. Keyshawn came down from the mound, called for it, and then at literally the last second gave way to Juan Loyo, the catcher, who reached out. It popped off his glove, up into the air, hit Perosa. It was like the magic loogie from Seinfeld, and then dropped down to the turf. And as you accurately depicted, Nick, David Griffin bolted for the third baseline. Got out of dodge. Here's Meaces. Pitch. Swinging a tip into the middle on a low fastball for strike one. 2-0 Brooklyn lead in the eighth. Cyclones trying to hold on. Of course, the offense will be entrusted to tack on a few more runs of insurance. Meaces has been on 2 out of 3. The 0-1. Slider, a little bit tall. One ball, one strike. 6 home runs over the first 3 games of the series. Ben Norman, who's sitting tonight, has 2 of them. Osick has 2. Fish and Mendoza have the others. 1-1. Meaces drives one down the left field line towards the foul pole, and it is foul. Popped against the padding that surrounds the bullpen down the third baseline. So Norman, Fish, and Mendoza, all those names I mentioned, 3 of the 4 at least, they're out tonight. Osick is in the lineup. He has a hit. He's on deck. But that scary pop have to be produced by some other dash players tonight. So far, scoreless. 1-2. Caught on and missed. Meaces with a long swing. Cut through the fastball. And Griffin retires him for the second out of the eighth. This brings up Tyler Osick. And right now, it always has to be said in this ballpark, in these moments where it's tense, late, 2-run game, there is no wind tonight. Or at least at the moment, flag is at full rest to the right of the batter's eye in center. Osick 1 out of 3, spin and a throw over, and Ramos flops back in. Griffin set right off the ear. First pitch. Osick grounds one just foul outside of third. Kind of walked the line a little bit down third. And then bounded outside the chalk. No balls and a strike. 42 pitches for David Griffin in relief. Spent a ton of time with AA Bingo. Made 2 spot start with Syracuse. 26-year-old fell on some trouble pitching at the highest levels he'd ever been at in his life. And back with Brooklyn with some help. 0-1. Ground ball weakly hit to short. Newton's hit to Swazi at first to end the inning. David Griffin, cool as a cucumber tonight in his return to Maimonides Park. He gets through the heart of the order with ease. 7.5 gone by. 2-0 Brooklyn ahead of Winston-Salem. We go to the bottom of the eighth next on MILB.TV.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish, August 7th is Nickelodeon Day. Pass your boating school test, cook up some Krabby Patties, and bring your Starfish sidekick as we begin some SpongeBob SquarePants fun. The first 1,000 fans through the gates receive SpongeBob socks, plus a SpongeBob SquarePants promo pack is available, featuring a special Under the Sea nesting doll. Learn more at BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets.
Home half of the eighth inning on a Friday night. Cyclones leading the Dash 2-0. Alongside Nick DeLuca, my name is Keith Ratt. Cyclones looking for some insurance. Now it behooved the heart of the order that is due up. Nick Gattis leads off. It's Gattis, Consuegra, and Peroza against the lefty Luis Moncada. Moncada peers in for the sign. Slow windup. First pitch. Ball one. Moncada came in that fifth inning. So extended relief for him into the eighth. The 1-0. Hits the glove on the outside corner. Hackenberg frames it for a strike at 92. Pitch. Foul back. Gattis always takes his time with two strikes. Staying as patient as possible. He and Swazi kind of have the MO of taking their time, calling for time, just to settle down the mind. Moncada's pitch, breaking ball, got him swinging. Long swing sinks Gattis to open up the eighth. Nick tonight 0 for 4. He's been aggressive in these counts, has not gotten really to a three ball count, which is unlike him, at least the last month. And 0 for 4. Broken up by 2, eighth inning. Just Consuegra, pitch. The righty bangs one foul outside of third for a strike. Cyclones being out hit 5-4. Committed three errors. Winston-Salem, even though they've been shut out, they're dangerously close. 0-1. Bounce to the plate. Consuegra has an even count. Stanley part of one of the runs. He torpedoed a triple to right center field back in the second inning. And Peroza drove him in. 1-1. Ground ball weakly to second. Matthews charges, bends, and fires to first. Back-to-back outs.
Nice job by Jason Magic with that cue shot off the bat of Consuegra. A lot of spin on that ball can be problematic for an infielder. Makes it look routine for the second out.
Jose Peroza kicks out some dirt. Double taps the plate. Nobody on base. Two outs, eighth inning. Broken by two. Winston-Salem lefty Luis Moncada peeks in for the sign. High kick, first pitch. Changeup missed for ball one. So we'll see if Winston-Salem can get Peroza out. He's been up and on all three times tonight. Double hit by pitch, walk. It's been stellar. 1-0. Missed outside at 92 miles an hour. Ball two. Rosa stands in that Friday Brooklyn Blue Amazons jersey. 2-0. Foul back to the net. Good cut at 91. It's new for this year. Cyclones are planning that every Friday, every year, will be a little bit different. Last year was the Friday Blacks. Here comes the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Way out in front of a changeup. 2-2. The Mets have kind of taking back the Friday Blacks. We didn't bring it back. We just, I guess, did a little bit. 2-2. Missed outside with a changeup. Those black jerseys. The debate still lingers in every boardroom ever, every lunchroom. 3-2. Backdoor breaking ball. Strike three called. Berroza knew it. Moncada dots the edge. So Moncada, terrific in relief. Cyclones have not scored since the third inning, and hoping that two is enough against Winston-Salem as we go to the top of the ninth inning on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Saturday, August 6th is the Night About Nothing, and the exclusive Seinfeld Night bobblehead package is on sale now. Make your reservations today for The Wiz.
Back The Wiz and nobody beats me.
And Dolores.
Dolores!
And while the first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Marble Rye statuette...
The Marble Rye?
Yours will be guaranteed.
Anybody can just take them.
Hurry, because the Night About Nothing is sure to sell out.
Hey, let's not get into panic mode!
Leaving it to chance? You might be in big trouble, buddy. Head to BrooklynCyclones.com.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murphs, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murphs, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Ninth inning, and it's Dylan Hall time for the Cyclones. Dylan looking for the save, getting the final three outs against Winston-Salem. Mets affiliate has a 2-0 lead against the White Sox affiliate, just ahead of the fireworks show that is about to begin on this Friday night. Right now, some, I guess you'd call it, at the trailer for the movie, as is the batter's eye in center. But I think that's just a local Coney Island fireworks show going off. Some ne'er-do-wells on a Friday night. The big show coming up in a little bit. Dylan Hall, though, trying to deliver a dub to this crowd on a Friday in New York City. Alexander Womack leads off. First pitch from Hall. Missed outside with a changeup for ball one. Womack, Hackenberg, and Matthews. No hits in this group tonight. 6, 7, and 8. 1-0. That missed low. Two balls, no strikes. David Griffin, a sensational relief appearance tonight. Exactly what you expect from him at this juncture. He's dominated high A. 2-0. Womack pops it up. Here comes Swazi. Down from first base in foul ground. Makes the catch. 8 feet down from first base. And there is the first firework. Throwing these fans for a loop. Throwing me for one as well. I've been here for 4 years. Still take me by surprise sometimes. Now here's Hackenberg. Ninth inning, one out. All full windup. Righty to righty, first pitch. Breaking ball rolled over, foul into the Winston-Salem dugout for a strike. Hall pitching for the first time since Sunday. That was to close the book on Hudson Valley. 7-0 Brooklyn victory. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Outside corner fastball. Nothing and two. Ninth game for Hall. Sub one ERA. 37% strikeout rate. Here comes the 0-2. Fastball line down the right field line over Swazi and headed towards the corner. Ramirez goes over to grab it. Hackenberg around first into second with a stand-up double. 2-0 lead. It's not that big. So the margin for error, not at zero, but not very big. So the plate. So Lorenzo Bundy is going to go to his bench, and this is as scary as it gets, because here's Ben Norman. And Norman in the series has been a terror for Brooklyn pitching. This is something that you rarely see in the minor leagues. If they're going to give somebody an off day and give somebody else a chance, they usually stick with that. But Bundy wants to win this game. And so he brings Norman in. Norman again, pair of home runs in the series. Yesterday, though, 0-for-3. He's a left-handed swinger. It's a 2-0 game with a runner at first. No, runner at second, excuse me. First pitch, wave and miss at a changeup for strike one. Jason Matthews, the guy that Ben Norman is stepping in front of, 0-for-2 with a hit by pitch. Hall from the stretch, stands tall, set at the belt. Leans back, rumbles home, and a pitch caught on and missed. That was 91 on the inner half. So Norman sitting there all night, having to jump in the ninth. Winston-Salem looking for a jolt. Also 2. Slider down low. Loyo with a block. So Hackenberg is at second base and stays there. Hall trying to get out of this jam and win the game. 37% strikeout rate. 5% walk rate. Hall's been great. Twiddles the ball behind his back. Softly places it in the glove. The 1-2. Struck him out. 91 mile an hour fastball, and there's two down in the ninth inning. Norman's pinch hit appearance. Winston-Salem down to its final out. Cyclones by 2. Tying run at home. Here's Cabrera Weaver. Hall delivers. Slider just outside. Looked like the umpire might have thought about it. Hall cocked his head to the side, waiting for that strike call. Didn't get it. Big guy stands tall, 6'4 on the bump. A look at second, and the 1-0. Weaver rips it foul into the seats down the third baseline. Sounded like Weaver broke his bat, so a bat boy comes racing over. And Winston-Salem sends out a new bat. Now, Weaver tonight has been a bit of a thorn in Brooklyn's side. 2 singles. Of course, the Dash would love to tie the game on one swing, but really, just keep the rally going. Weaver 2-for-3. Hall's 1-1. Breaking ball in there. Strike 2. Weaver is pointing at the bottom of the zone. Said that ball almost hit the dirt. But it crossed home plate in the zone. 2-0 Cyclones. Dylan Hall is a strike away. Pitch. Popped him up. Gattis at second base. Looks up to the sky. Says he's got it. He makes the catch. Dylan Hall closes the door. The Cyclones shut out Winston-Salem 2-0. And Brooklyn right back in this series. Now tying in at 2 games apiece. Keyshawn Askew, David Griffin, Dylan Hall worked the shutout tonight. And the Cyclones with a couple of runs, just enough to get the job done. We'll be back to wrap up this one when we get back from Maimonides Park next on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Looking for a great way to start your weekend? Try Friday nights at Maimonides Park. All season long, Friday Cyclones home games will feature like $6 24-ounce domestic beers and more to jumpstart your time away from the office. Plus, everyone in attendance gets a post-game trip around the bases. It's a home run. Make it a Friday night in Brooklyn with the Cyclones.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Cyclones a winner tonight. It's the final totals in our post-game show. Keith Brad with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Brooklyn, two runs, four hits. They committed three errors tonight, won the game. That doesn't happen very often, especially in a low-scoring game like this one. Brooklyn left seven men on. Winston-Salem, no runs, six hits, no errors, and nine men left on base. You have to credit Cyclones pitching. When base runners got on, none of them came in. And it was a big moment tonight for the Cyclones to even the series at two games apiece. The win to David Griffin, who's back in a Cyclones uniform. Brooklyn lost two starters this week due to trade, and so the Mets sending some help back from Double A. Griffin gets his second win, but at this level, lowers his ERA to 1.93. And there was no secret why Griffin went all the way back up to Double A very early on in the year this year. So he gets the win, the loss to Karan Patel. He goes to 3-4, and Dylan Hall has his third Brooklyn save. Time of the game, 2 hours and 29 minutes, and the attendance, 2,905. Brooklyn goes to 50-50. That's right, tonight was game 100 of the year. But in the second half, more importantly, Brooklyn gets to 20-14. Hudson Valley, as Nick will tell you in the post-game show scoreboard, they didn't play tonight, so at least for the moment, for a few hours, Brooklyn is tied for first place. Winston-Salem falls to 48-52, 15-19 in the second half. So I'll go back and recap this game that began at 7 o'clock. Keyshawn Askew against Karan Patel. Askew making his Cyclones debut, drafted last year out of Clemson, 10th round pick, and a lefty with some nasty stuff against other lefties. Well, that was it to start the game. He got Duke Ellis and Colson Montgomery on back-to-back outs to start the game. Two lefties, and then Brian Ramos to record a 1-2-3 first inning. He did the same thing in the second inning, and after he got the leadoff man on with a very weak ground ball, retired the next three. The Cyclones supported him in the bottom of the second inning. Karan Patel, who was all right in relief, I should say, as a starter, the reliever as a starter filling a spot tonight, he allowed a one-out triple to Stanley Consuegra. The next batter, Jose Peroza, with the infield tugged in to play for the out at home. He demolished the ball to left center field to make it 1-0 Cyclones. Brooklyn doubled the lead in the third inning against Cooper Bradford, the next reliever. Juan Loyo started the frame with a walk. Matt Rudick walked. Rowdy Jordan's ground ball to the right side moved Loyo over to third. Alex Ramirez walked. So the bases were loaded with one out. Nick Gattis grounded a ball to short. Colson Montgomery made an amazing play on it. Threw accurately to second for one, and then Jason Matthews' throw from second to first got away. And so instead of an inning-ending double play, a run scored to make it 2-0. So the Cyclones made it 2-0, and from that point on, it was all Brooklyn arms after that. Cyclones offense was very, very quiet. Picked up just two more hits later on. 4 1/3 gave way to David Griffin, who came on with a big juncture of the game. Bases loaded in the fifth, and got Colson Montgomery and Brian Ramos to make out and end that inning, end that threat. And the Cyclones did not face more than one over the minimum for the rest of the game. Griffin 3 2/3, Dylan Hall getting the final three outs, getting Cabrera Weaver to pop out. So the Cyclones win 2-0. They again get to 20-14. Winston-Salem to 15-19 in the second half. And Nick back with us to round it out, give us the scores from the league, from the Mets affiliates, and get us set for tomorrow. The Cyclones, Nick, have now giving themselves an opportunity to jump ahead in the series and even win the series if the next two nights go well.
Absolutely, and it was the pitching tonight. The offense yesterday in the shortened game, but the pitching getting it done had been a bit suspect recently, but really a nice job tonight where the offense wasn't as loud. It was the pitching that made the difference to lead the Cyclones to the victory. Keyshawn Askew making his high A debut and a happy camper after this ball game to Griffin and then to Hall to close it out. Around the rest of the South Atlantic League, Cyclones moving into a tie atop the division with Hudson Valley and Jersey Shore postponed this evening. In the bottom of the seventh inning, Greenville and Rome at Advent Health Stadium, 8-3 lead for the Braves. Asheville and Hickory are in the top of the seventh inning, a 7-5 Taurus lead over the Crawdads. Top of the eighth at Bowling Green Ballpark. Hot Rods 3, Greensboro 2. Wilmington and Aberdeen are in the top of the fourth inning at Ripken Stadium, a 3-2 lead for the Ironbirds over the Blue Rocks. That game 2, the completion of the suspended game 1 from yesterday, going the way of Aberdeen by a score of 7-6 over Wilmington. And, of course, as mentioned, Hudson Valley and Jersey Shore postponed with a doubleheader coming tomorrow. In the Mets organization, Syracuse and Lehigh Valley in the bottom of the ninth and two at Coca-Cola Park. Binghamton and Somerset are in the bottom of the seventh inning. The Rumble Ponies out to a 10-5 lead. That in game two. The completion of game one saw Binghamton hang on after getting out to that 10-1 lead, 11-8 the final in that one. Beatty, O'Neill, McElwain, and Ritter all going deep in that one. And in 10 innings, St. Lucie taking down Daytona 8-7 in game four of their six-game set. Mets out to that deficit with the Braves looking to bounce back from the Mets opening of the series victory yesterday. But the Mets crawling back a little bit, 8-5 after six. Darren Ruff with a two-run double, making his presence felt in his first at-bat as a New York Met. So the Cyclones even the series, improved to 20-14 on the second half. Winston-Salem to 48-52 and 16, make it 15-19 rather, on the second half. These two teams play the break even game five on Saturday evening tomorrow with first pitch scheduled at 6 o'clock. Junior Santos getting the ball for the Cyclones. That'll wrap it up for us from Maimonides Park. Once again, the final score, Brooklyn 2, Winston-Salem nothing. Join us again tomorrow at 6 o'clock as the Cyclones look to take the series lead against Winston-Salem. Cyclones pregame, Beyond the Air on Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network and MILB.TV at 5:40. For Keith Ratt, I'm Nick DeLuca saying thanks for hanging out with us tonight. You've been listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network.